about. You gotta put it in
perspective. Morning, Mindy.
Good morning.
You look lovely.
Thank
morning,
you.
Everybody.
You look lovely as well. This is very exciting.
Thank you. Let's get right to it.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
V.I.G.
I have so many websites I have all over the place. I hire people. They do a website. It costs me $3.
My friend, don't be a jerk.
Well, who do we have here?
Carla Tuesday, WDUR, the Dur. Reverend Richard, is it true that you'll be representing yourself?
Carla, let me tell you a little story. I was walking on the beach with the Lord, and there were two sets of footprints in the sand. And then there were three sets of footprints, and I said, who's that? And the Lord said, it's Dale Earnhardt. He's a big fan of yours. My client won't be answering any more of your questions. Stay in school, kids.
Right, guys? Ralph? Kevin? The lady?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Does anybody here speak English?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
That's why I love Jesus, y'all.
Roll another one.
Well, maybe your gay friend should mind his own business.
Just like the other one.
This show sucks.
This one seems to be about to quit.
He did a great job with the vagina.
I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine, dude.
I don't know.
Just like the other one.
Still plenty of time to turn it around.
This one seems to be about to end.
One could say that, but should we?
I don't have another cent.
If this is just for beer, Mike, shut up.
God's disgusting mistake.
Just pass it around.
You
all about. And now.
Yeah, you know what? I appreciate you trying to teach me, man, but I mean, I don't twit, you know, I don't face page. I mean, I don't stream unless I'm peeing.
Our feature presentation.
Well, sorry for that.
Yeah.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin Amin Show. It's 5:39. It is Friday, the 18th of September. So yesterday we were talking about how Peyton Manning can't throw the ball anymore.
Right.
It's over. I mean,
he's done. Finished.
I've never seen anything like this. He can't get the ball. Athletes are telling me, oh, he can't throw. What's happening?
Noodle arm.
You know what?
Wrong.
Well, I felt pretty good about that assessment
for a while.
A quarter and a half.
Yeah. He may be on the downside, but he is not done.
No.
That's for sure. It was a pretty good game last night.
Amazing.
All right, let's start today with a weird story that I'm not sure where this... Oh, Florida. Comes out of Florida. Huh. Police say they arrested a man several days after a complaint that someone was spotted crawling under library tables.
Okay.
To sniff a woman's feet.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He was
sniffing feet.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
I mean, yes.
No, I disagree.
The police put out a bulletin, and they called him the FIU, Florida International University, foot sniffer. That's what they call him. That's his name, nickname, I should say. The FIU foot sniffer. They put out like a picture, and they're like,
yeah.
You see this guy? And then he was arrested Tuesday on a scooter. He was riding a scooter.
Okay.
And got in a, I guess it can't be called a high-speed chase because
right?
It's a scooter.
It's a scooter, so kind of low speed.
He did flee police, though, and they pulled him over, and then, you know, they added a bunch of charges like fleeing and eluding, reckless driving, and all kinds of other stuff. But, yeah, he's He's the foot sniffer.
So
when you go to jail, do you, you know, what are you in here for?
You got to say you shanked someone or something, right?
Grand theft, you?
Absolutely.
Foot sniffer.
You got to change it.
I would think so.
You have to.
You have to come up with a better story just to stay alive.
But college, he went to colleges to sniff feet.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a difference. Like,
what does that mean?
He likes younger feet.
You
feet
mean
that are there to learn? The caliber of feet attached to women in college are probably different than at a local public library. He had standards is what I'm saying, Kevin.
Okay. So he only likes to sniff hot feet?
That's what I'm saying.
Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
How old is he?
How old is the
Thanks
foot sniffer?
Thanks for asking.
He is, the foot sniffer is definitely 56.
52. Very close.
Oh, yeah.
Very close.
Yeah, thank you. Anything else you need to know about the foot sniffer?
I know.
Okay.
No, because the fact that he's 52
yeah.
and rides like a moped
yeah.
and is crawling under tables at a library to sniff feet.
He's made some bad decisions.
He's made a lot of bad decisions. That is not where you want to be.
Oh, Florida.
Can you imagine when they were taking the picture that they take? And he's like, oh, man, what am I doing in my life? Holy crap. I'm a foot sniffer. That can't be good, right? There's no way that could be good.
No.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin DeBeecho, shall we?
Wrong.
On the program today, we have... Now, correct me if I'm wrong.
Nope.
I thought it was Kumail Nanjiani.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Because I got a tweet last night from somebody that said I completely did it wrong on the promotional announcement.
I
that I said it wrong.
No, I think we were really proud of you.
Yeah, we were. You were, Chip was,
yeah.
I was, especially I was.
You did a dance.
First time, did a little dance.
Yeah.
And then she tweeted, she's like, how many times did it take you to do that because you still got it wrong? I was like, what?
Say it again.
Kumail Nanjiani. Yeah. Right?
I think. Wow.
Well, made me question everything. That's all I'm saying. He's going to be here with Emily Gordon, who
you
is
sure?
His wife. I believe so, yeah. We also have Beer Mug Periscope. I went through and edited some highlights of Beer Mug's Periscope, and we did not know the extent to what shape he was in mm-hmm. on Wednesday morning. Tuesday mm-hmm. was his birthday. He went out drinking. He came in Wednesday. Wow.
Yeah. You learned a little bit watching that?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know that I learned, but it made me a little sad. You know what's next for Mugs? Foot sniffing.
Oh.
Yeah. Under tables in the library. It's not good. We also have RJ Bell from Las Vegas to give us his picks for the NFL. I mean, I don't want to promise anything, but he was 3-0 last week.
Yeah, he did real good.
Undefeated last week. Pretty good. Doto's tweets we're going to check today.
Oof.
Yes, we are. And we've got the movie beat, and we've got your tickets for Danny Elfman, Halloween at the Hollywood Bowl. So that's coming up this morning as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:53. It's Friday morning. That means
it
we're going to take
indeed.
A look at the movie beat. Maybe there's a good movie that opens this weekend. It's been like three weeks.
Absolutely.
I wonder if there's one good
there
movie
is.
At least.
There is.
Opening this weekend. Also, we're going to take a look at Doto's tweets because they're magic.
Yeah.
First, Ralph is back. Time for a look at the Showbiz Beat.
Yeah.
What's going on, Ralph?
You know how Forbes magazine used to report on things?
Mm-hmm. Right.
They do news, usually financial. But now they don't, they've just given up. No one wants to read that crap anymore. So all they do is just publish lists of rich people. And they've got another one. Forbes magazine is out with a list of the world's highest paid models. Models.
Hmm. Highest paid models.
These are models. Sometimes when we play this game, I get bizarre answers as if you guys didn't hear what the topic was. So now I'm going to say it. Models.
Tom Selleck?
See, this is what I'm talking about. This is the very, very circumstances that I was referring to earlier in my conversation.
Models.
Models. These are rich, rich, rich models.
Giselle Bundchen.
Wow. Wow, Allie, you are the biggest player of this game this morning
so
in this
far.
Particular list.
That's a great title you bestowed upon me.
Number one. Giselle Bundchen is number one. What do you think she made over the course of 12 months? One Ooh. Calendar year.
One calendar year. I'm going to say $94 million.
Well, now you're just being
wow.
insane.
$12 million.
And now you're being insane in the other direction.
$20
million. $44
million.
Wow.
$44 million.
It's not that she's worth that. She made it last year.
Right.
Wow.
That's not net worth. That is That's what she's going to take to H&R Block in April when she gets them to run through her taxes and look for some, you know, some extra allowances and things.
A loophole or two.
Any other guesses on the richest models, highest paid models for the past year?
Highest paid models. I mean, all of Victoria's Secrets, right?
Yeah.
Most of them are Victoria's Secrets. Most of them.
Alessandro Ambrosio?
Alessandra Ambrosio is in a four-way tie at number eight with Candace Swanepoel.
Swanepoel?
Swanepoel.
Come on.
Carly Kloss and Natalia Vodiavanovna.
Oh, she does good work.
And Laura Stone, five-way tie. Five-way tie. $5 million each for all those.
So technically, did I get all five of those then?
No, you did not.
Okay.
I gave you those as bonus.
I see. All right.
That was extra credit.
Hmm.
And you're out.
What about Chrissy Teigen? Would she be on there?
It was a good guess. She's not on this list.
I don't know models' names.
Yeah, Kevin knows them all. Like, you know, when there were some kids in your school, like in seventh grade, who had like every rookie card for every MLB player ever, and they would just trade them, and they knew every stat.
And stats.
Kevin's
everything.
Like that with Victoria's Secret models.
Interesting.
Yeah.
He's got the names.
He's got them stuck up on his locker. The little pictures cut out from magazines and his computer screen is just covered with them.
Yeah, I need new pictures, by the way.
He's a bit of a...
His screen is covered with it.
Yeah.
Sure.
He's a bit of a creeper is what he is. He's a little bit of a foot sniffer when it comes to the Victoria's Secret models. I'll burn through these because you guys are struggling.
I feel like we're not coming up with enough.
A tie at number two is Cara Delevingne and Adriana Lima.
Sure.
Tie at number two. Dotson Kroos.
Sure.
Fourth.
Oh, don't look at me like that. She's... Yeah.
I don't know. I've never even heard that name.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Joan Smalls.
Is anyone? The illest?
Biggie's ex?
No.
Miranda Kerr at number six.
Sure.
With $5.5
million. Should I just wait for...
Yeah, I'd wait for the bell.
Okay.
Yeah, you can just bell it all at the end. Although you might want to skip the bell for this...
Tell me it's Tyra.
Kate Moss.
Oh,
no.
Really?
Moss still in the top 10. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Kate Moss, $4.5 million, what she made this year. I think it must be significantly less than she's made in past years, but still in top 10.
She has never been attractive to me. I'm not trying to be mean, but I mean, she's a supermodel.
She's heartbroken, I'm sure.
She's making all that money.
She's crying.
Oh, she's going to be upset this morning when she gets that news.
Right?
She came up in a time when it was a particular type of model that was getting all of the attention. Back in an era known as heroin chic.
No.
If you looked like a street urchin who had a needle dangling out of your arm, then you were in high demand.
But are we
on
still
the
at that time?
Well, she garnered so much momentum and became such a big name that she still carries a significant amount of weight in the fashion world. So why don't you calm down there?
All right.
Jiminy Cricket.
Judgy.
Carolyn Murphy at number nine. And this is going to make you puke up a little bit.
Uh-oh.
If you're eating your breakfast, I apologize. But at the bottom of the list, with $4 million over the past year, Kendall Jenner. Kendall Jenner in that list.
That doesn't surprise me. She seems to be everywhere modeling everything.
Yeah, but still. Right?
Yeah. All right.
But still, right?
For the whole list.
Okay.
Still, Kate Moss.
But you best still me, right? All right?
Anyone else?
With that one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Kendall Jenner, Kris Jenner still vying for Mother of the Year. She said to Access Hollywood that it's true she let her daughter Kylie get multiple lip injections at the age of 17.
Right.
She said she got really upset initially when Kylie said she wanted to do it, but then she just said, I just figured I'd let it go.
That's good.
That's good parenting right there.
That's what you want to do.
I'm going to do heroin. No, just, okay, I'm just going to give in. Because that's the easiest way for me to parent. We all make mistakes.
I'm a firm no. Come on.
All
right.
Jenner.
Okay.
My God. My God. You can get steamrolled by a 17-year-old. Just hand in your parent card. Just go away.
She probably thought, will that bring the family more money?
Yeah, that's
okay,
true.
Okay, then.
Let me see. Ooh, bigger lips. Bigger payday. And rumors now are swirling that Dwayne The Rock Johnson expecting a baby with his longtime girlfriend Lauren Hashian. They have been together for 9 years, known as one of the most rock-solid couples in Hollywood. Not rock-solid enough to get married, don't get me wrong. But still, they believe it's time to expand their family. So The Rock and Lauren apparently with child, although no official announcement has made yet. Friends say they've already picked out a name for the baby. Pebble.
Stop it.
Pebble will be the name for the Rock's
you
little
put
one.
That in the file?
Just stop.
Pebble.
With prejudice.
If it's a boy or a girl, that works. It's sort of a unisex. Gravel?
Nope. Huh.
Chip off the old rock?
Wrong.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Friend of yours, Allie.
Who?
Your buddy.
Swampy?
One of the greatest. Not Swampy.
Okay.
Another one of the greatest. Maybe one of the great improv comedians of all time.
Fred Willard.
Fred Willard celebrates his 76th birthday today. He's just one of my heroes. He just could not be a funnier man.
He's one of the most delightful human beings you'll ever meet.
We should bring in some Fred Willard clips. We should get something from... I was just watching the other day. Where was I? Where the heck was I?
It's hard for us to answer that.
I was down in Long Beach for the Comic-Con the last weekend.
Uh-huh.
And I was at the hotel, and I had a little room service, and I was tired. I just wanted to watch a movie, and I went through all the new releases. I was like, wow, this is just a crap ton of garbage. There's not anything here, although I've seen none of it. There's nothing I'm remotely interested in. So they had another channel to go to, which is Classics,
mm-hmm.
and there's a ton of movies that had been out for a while. And Waiting for Guffman was available, one of Chris Guest's films. And I hadn't seen it in years, and I said, I'm going to sit back. And I turned that on, and I laughed my ass off hard for about 90 minutes. And Fred Willard is so funny in that film.
Yeah.
We're going to pull some Fred to celebrate his birthday today at 76. Aisha Tyler's 45. You all right?
You're going to pull some Fred? Is that what you call it?
Well, that's what authorities call it once. Oh, come on, Ralph. That's not nice. Aisha Tyler's 45 years old today. Jada Pinkett Smith is 44. Oh, it didn't happen. You're right. My bad.
Keep going, Ralph.
Lance Armstrong, the one bald cyclist, is 44 years old today. James Marsden, talented actor, is 42. And Jason Sudeikis, he makes you laugh, he makes you cry, he makes you breakfast. I don't know what that means. He's 40 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
The movie beat is on the way. Doto's tweets. RJ Bell from Vegas talking the NFL weekend. But first, I want to introduce you to two people that you're going to hate instantly. The daughter is named Kayla. The mom is named Georgina.
Okay.
I believe they're from England. They're very difficult to understand, but if you really pay attention, it's fascinating. What they're doing is they're getting plastic surgery, and a lot of it so that they can look exactly the same, so they can look like twins.
A mother and a daughter.
A mother and a daughter.
To look like twins.
Yes. And the way that they make money is fascinating, so let's start.
Hi, I'm Kayla.
Hi, I'm Kayla's mom, Georgina, and we love having plastic surgery together.
All right, you hate them already because they're talking
at the
same time.
They're trying to talk at the same time to show that they're twinners. Ew.
We're really close. We're like best friends. We do loads of things together. Wear the same clothes.
We do everything together.
Yeah, get our nails done together, our lips done, get the same clothes.
They do everything together.
Yeah.
They get their nails done, same clothes.
Borrow each other's clothes, have our nails done the same,
right.
Like a lot of matching things.
Right.
And yeah.
A lot of matching things. Matching's bad, right? Just in general, just don't match.
I think she said nails three times,
yeah.
Clothes four times,
uh-huh.
And then just ended with a lot of matching things.
That's true, yes.
Wow.
When Kayla was little, I used to watch Katie Price and we... I used to love watching it, and we ended up watching it together, didn't we?
So now they're talking about Katie Price.
Who has had quite a bit of plastic surgery.
Yes. And so when Kayla was little, they used to watch her and say, wow, isn't she beautiful? We should look like that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Perfect. She's got the whole package.
Yeah. Like, I like her because the way she looks.
There's something about
her. She's so successful and she's done so well. When I was 11, when I was watching Katie Price, I just knew I wanted a boob job kind of from then and I wanted to look like her.
Yeah. So when she was
11.
She knew she wanted a boob job.
Wow.
When she was when she was 11. That's it all locked in for her. Okay,
yeah.
That's what I'm doing. I'm 11. I need to look like that.
I wanted a Huffy bike.
Yeah. I think most people probably wanted a Huffy bike.
And I said to you, I want them done. I was pleased that Kayla wanted surgery and I wanted a boob job.
So, mom, really happy.
Yeah.
That Kayla decides that she wanted a boob job.
Well, she had goals at an early age. So that's
really? You want to get a boob job?
That's great to hear.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was glad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I wanted her to be like that kind of
that kind of
person.
Wow, they are. They are not easy to listen to.
Oh, they're not easy to look at either. I forgot to post the picture, but I will in a second. It's what you would think. It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
It's just a nightmare. They look terrible. Their lips are way too big.
Yeah.
Everything looks fake. It all looks a little melty, if that's a word. I don't know. It's hideous.
So when I was 17.
All right. So now here's the chronology. Is that the right word?
We're going in chronological order.
Now we're starting. When she was 11, she wanted booga. 17, she started stripping.
Oh, okay.
Which mom was fine with.
Sure.
Started stripping then. And then 3 or 4 months into that, I met a sugar daddy.
Okay. Then she met a sugar daddy.
17.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Stripping sugar daddy.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that, mom? Fine, fine. Love
it. Yeah.
Good. Can we get surgery? That's this mom, I swear to you.
And he gave me a certain amount each week and then gave me a bit more and I got my boobs done and, yeah, and then I started paying for us to have our lips in together and, yeah.
I don't mind Kayla having a sugar daddy or stripping to play for plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Because we're living the dream.
Yeah.
Her daughter having sex with probably a much older man.
Gross, I imagine.
They're getting their boobs done, their lips done, everything. They are living the dream, Kevin. That is her definition of living the dream.
By the way, we are less than a minute from the end, and they will say it again. They're living the dream.
Oh, I can't wait.
Because I want to replay that part, though.
Yeah. I don't mind Kayla having a sugar daddy or stripping to play for plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Because we're living the dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we look how we want to look, and we're having like good time.
Yeah, we're happy.
Yeah.
We're having a good time? It's like a question, Mom. Yeah, we're happy. You shut up and you keep sleeping with men.
We want a boob job.
We want
together.
A double boob job.
Yeah.
Oh, we want a double boob job. Let's talk about that together.
Oh gosh.
By the way, they already had a boob job.
Yeah.
They want another boob job.
Well, sure.
They need to go bigger.
Mine done again. You want to get yours done, have an uplift.
Yeah.
And we'd probably have
a Brazilian foot lift.
Yeah, fat transfer.
And fat transfer.
Yeah. And I'd have a nose job, veneers. We'd both have bigger lips.
Man, do they have bigger lips.
So butt lift, fat transfer, boob job.
Right.
Nose job, bigger lips.
Yes.
Awesome.
Massive.
Yeah. We are
a bit closer to looking like Katie Price, but not as close as we like.
No,
way near.
Yeah.
No, we look a lot like twins, but not enough yet.
Not yet.
Still a bit to go. I'm really lucky to have a daughter like Kayla.
By the way, she only cares about getting herself plastic surgery. She doesn't care at all about her daughter.
That spoils me. Gives me and pays for my surgery and stuff. I'm just living the dream.
She's living the dream.
She is.
Does that make you question whether you're living the dream?
I need to have a daughter and get her stripping.
I'm so lucky. I'm so proud of her.
Right.
Oh. No, but I really am.
Oh. Oh, that's sweet. That's beautiful. Family, right?
Terrifying.
Family. It is Friday morning and time for the movie beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man. Who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
This may be my favorite time of the year when it comes to movies. This time between now and Christmas is just the best time of the year because you always get an interesting batch of very different kinds of films in the Cineplexes. You don't get a bunch of Kevin movies like you do in the summertime where
how
it's just
dare you, sir.
That one note. Although those are very entertaining, they're not very compelling. I find them not very involving. These films this week are all great as far as I can tell and all seem very involving with very different perspectives and viewpoints. They'll make you feel very different things, and that's what you want from a batch of movies. Not me. I want this. Bang!
That does sound better.
Here's what you can choose from this week, and starting with, you know, the faith-based film is a very popular film these days, a very popular film genre. It all started back with Kirk Cameron. He knew before anybody. He had his finger on the pulse when he was making Jesus Loves Christmas or whatever that movie he made, and he made a bunch of them. But now the major studios started to get involved, and this is maybe the best of the lot. A new film from director Jerry Jameson called Captive, starring Katie Mara and David Oyelowo, who, by the way, I think pound for pound is maybe the best actor working today.
Really?
He's a phenomenal. He played Martin Luther King in Selma. He's terrific. And this is about a single mother who's a drug addict. Based on a true story, by the way. A single mother who is struggling with drug addiction. She's taken hostage in her own apartment by a guy on the run after breaking out of jail and murdering the judge that's assigned to his case.
Wow. Hmm.
And while they are together there, trapped in this apartment, they have what can only be described as an epiphany. She doesn't believe really in religion, neither does he. But she starts reading this book out of desperation for something to do, and he tells her, "You read it to me." And as they go through this book together, they sort of have a spiritual awakening together. It looks fascinating, this film. Here are some clips from the trailer of Captive.
I lost everything. My husband's dead. And they said I was an unfit mother. Took away my little girl.
When I heard I had a son, I had to break out.
My name is Ashley Smith. I'm a mother.
I don't trust you, Ashley. You scream again and I will have to kill you.
You want to know why you were placed on this planet? You must begin with God. And he expects you to make the most of what you have been given.
I haven't been given anything.
You have a son.
Christopher, it's your daddy. You're going to hear some bad things about me. Whatever happens, I love you, little man.
In the hands of less talented actors, I think this movie would be pretty unwatchable, but these two look terrific together on the screen. So, Captive is a choice you have this weekend. Then, if you're looking for something wide, expansive, something to watch on the IMAX, something to watch in 3D, something to take you away to another place, Everest opens up this weekend. Jason Clarke, Josh Brolin, Jake Gyllenhaal, Keira Knightley all star in this film about a climbing expedition on Mount Everest that is devastated by a severe snowstorm. Here is a guide in a scene from a film asking this potential group of climbers, why the F do you want to do this? This is dumb.
Guys, I'm serious.
Doug.
Why?
Come on, tell them about the kids.
What?
Tell them about the kids.
Yeah.
These kids. You have kids?
Yeah, I have kids. So I was thinking maybe it's, they see a regular guy can, you know, follow impossible dreams. Maybe they'll be inspired to do the same, I guess.
Bad reason! You can die up there. Don't do that. Your kids will be more upset if you're dead than if you don't follow your dream to climb Mount Everest. Stop it. Sit down. Turn on the television. Don't pursue your dreams. That's my motto. Also opening up this weekend, Pawn Sacrifice. One of my favorite real-life stories is the story of Bobby Fischer versus Boris Spassky. Kevin,
Is that chess?
Yes, Kevin!
Kevin!
I'm out.
Oh, one of the great rivalries in history, these two.
Nope.
Kevin, just because it's chess doesn't mean it's boring.
But points for knowing.
I know,
right?
I'm stunned.
Let's
I thought we were playing Kevin Mad Libs the News there
How
for
dare
a minute.
You?
I thought you were going to say, tiddlywinks?
Game.
Bobby Fischer was a fascinating character. Yeah, crazy-ass mother effer.
Did he play chess?
He did play chess, but he played it like a boss. He played it like
play chess like a boss.
If chess was in the X Games, that's what Bobby Fischer would be doing.
But you know why it's not? Because it's chess.
It's awesome. The legendary matchup with Boris Spassky, the great Russian chess player, plays out in this film directed by Edward Zwick. Tobey Maguire is Bobby Fischer. Liev Schreiber is Boris Spassky. Peter Sarsgaard and Michael Stuhlbarg also all-star in this film. It is an all-star cast of heavyweight actors. You all right, Terry?
I need a minute.
Here is a scene from Pawn Sacrifice where a promoter is talking to Bobby about representing him.
They're using chess to say, screw America.
Now I'm about the game, you see.
I'm a chess fan myself. I'm also hopelessly patriotic. I take an interest in people like yourself, creative people. I create the wherewithal that allows them to do what they do. Ask Jimi Hendrix. Ask the Rolling Stones. If I can help them, I can help anybody. I'd like to represent you, Mr. Fischer.
Is the whole movie?
So you had to make a buck.
No, I don't need the money. I'd be doing this for free. Pro bono. You're the one man in this country who could put up a fight.
Oh! Kevin, what's wrong with you? This was a huge international event.
Was it chess?
It was America versus the Soviet Union.
But in chess?
During the Cold War, when nukes were pointed at each country, this represented who would conquer who.
And they were doing that
on the international stage.
And they were doing that through chess.
Oh, I hope you get hit by lightning. Sicario also opens up this weekend.
All right, now you're into my movies.
Emily Blunt, Josh Brolin, Benicio del Toro, John Bernthal, all star about FBI agent Emily Blunt, who is enlisted by a secret government task force to take on the escalating drug war at the border between the U.S. and Mexico. Here's some clips from the trailer.
Every day across that border, people are killed with his blessing. To find him would be like...
Oh, is this the whole movie? Oh, that's... Bangs! I heard bangs! I like it! When they dig in...
You used me as bait.
You saw things you shouldn't have seen.
I'm gonna tell everyone what you did.
That would be a major mistake.
Yeah, could Bobby Fischer shoot guns at Boris Spassky? Maze Runner, The Scorch Trials, sequel to the wildly popular first film, The Maze Runner. Dylan O'Brien returns, as does Kaya Scodelario. Giancarlo Esposito, also in the film. Having escaped the maze, now the gladers have to face a brand new set of challenges in this desolate landscape that I can imagine is really hot because it's scorching it. Here's some clips from the trailer.
They're hiding something.
Come on, you don't know that.
They lied to us. We never escaped. It's all just been part of their plan.
What do they want from us?
Thomas! The maze is one thing. The two kids wouldn't last one day out in the scorch.
The course of your lives will determine the course of humanity.
Yeah, it looks great. Who's with me?
It's on.
Okay.
You won't last one day out in the scorch! My favorite line. I don't know why, but it's great.
Maze Runner was great.
And then the big movie of the weekend, the one that's going to clean up at the Oscars in March. Black Mass opens up this weekend. Johnny Depp in what many are saying is the performance of his lifetime, and that's saying something in that body of work. Johnny Depp plays, of course, Whitey Bulger, bad guy from Boston. And as we know, most people from Boston are bad. But he was the worst of the bad. Whitey Bulger, brother of a state senator, by the way. Most infamous violent criminal in the history of Southie. Became an FBI informant to take down a mafia family that was invading his turf. His own self-serving needs let the FBI team up with him. And just what a cast. Johnny Depp, Benedict Cumberbatch, Dakota Johnson, Joel Edgerton. Here's a scene where Depp, as Whitey, is asking one of his partners, what is the family secret of the steak marinade? I know that sounds like a light question, but I don't think that's really what he's talking about.
It's a family secret. Huh?
Come on. You gotta tell me that.
It's ground garlic.
I thought it was a family secret.
It's a recipe.
No. You said to me, this is a family secret. And you gave it up to me. Boom. You spill the secret family recipe today. Maybe you spill about me tomorrow. Is that something maybe that's a possibility?
Well, so I was just saying.
You were just saying. Just saying. Could get you buried real quick.
You are all going to die tonight.
Come on with that. I want to leave now and go see this movie and leave you people far behind.
I'm going to hop in my car, head to the Acolyte right after this with Mac and Sully. You're invited.
Oh, that's a pretty sound, isn't it?
What?
Wow.
It's pretty
right?
bad.
That's a rough accent.
It's a rough
says
accent.
Says a guy from Philly.
Yeah, right. That's Philly what better. I'm saying. Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying. As bad as the Philly accent is, Boston crushes it in Annoyance Town.
It's pretty bad.
In the Annoyance Town Annoy Bowl. This year's Annoy Bowl brought to you by H&R Block. Those are your choices for the weekend. Pick one. You can't go wrong, I don't think. I think you could enjoy any of these films, given the right amount of drugs. So... enjoy yourself. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
Kevin and Bean show. 20 minutes till 7. We're going to check in just after the top of the hour with RJ Bell from Las Vegas for his week 2 picks for the NFL. He was 100% last week.
Yeah, did pretty good.
That's not bad. But right now it's time to talk to Doto, the international man of mystery.
I need some babes!
Kevin Bean, this one thing I forgot to tell you, Kevin Bean. I need a woman.
Woo! I need a woman! I was in Vietnam! I definitely need a Korean woman!
My first memory is I just love the buffets in Las Vegas. I love the flan. It has a lot of sugar.
Life's a box of chocolate, Bean.
Did you get her phone number?
Yeah.
Have you called it?
Yeah, I called and she changed her number.
How about that?
Why'd you tuck away some knives behind an air conditioner vent in a nondescript bag? No, seriously.
That's not mine, man. I drank your milkshake.
I'm sorry.
Why not, Bean? This is America.
And now the further adventures of Doto, international man of mystery, man. Yeah.
Doto.
Hey, Kevin Bean, how are you doing?
We are good. How are you, sir?
Yeah. I know I tweeted too much over like crazy.
No, you never tweet too much, Doto.
No, you're doing.
And Kevin, I know what you're going to say. One of my tweets I said 2 weeks ago, I was just joking around. Kevin, after when you sent me the message, I know what you're going to talk about, Kevin.
Well, I wasn't going to bring that up, but since you did, I mean, people on Twitter don't know that you're kidding when you say your dad wanted to cut off your hand.
Look, it was my mistake.
Okay.
Like when my old man said that was about 25 years ago. He was just being sarcastic, Kevin. That's all.
Right. But I'm saying that sarcasm doesn't translate to Twitter, so maybe.
I'm sorry. No worries.
It's okay.
I sometimes just get out of hand, Kevin. I'm sorry, man.
All right. Now, here are some of your tweets, and we just want to get the update. I'm in San Diego with my women.
Yeah. Because I did go to San Diego, Kevin, being last week, man.
And how was it?
It was pretty good, man.
And how are your women?
Well, the problem with her is, Kevin, is like 1 week she loves me, and then the next week she hates me, Kevin.
That's what we do.
Women,
like,
right?
It's like you know these traditional Asian women, Kevin.
Kevin. You know traditional Asian women,
sure.
How they are.
Maybe she's the right one, you tweeted the next day.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, man, maybe the 45-year-old could be the right one. Who knows, right, Kevin?
She asked, when the hell would I intro her to my folks?
No, she just told me. She said, oh. When the heck are you going to introduce me to your folks? And I said maybe in a few months.
Right. Okay.
Because my folks are out of the country, Kevin.
I know that. Now, so then you go from when the hell I introduce her to my folks to what do you guys think about Syria? People all fleeing to Europe. Is it good or a bad idea? Is it going to bankrupt Europe if it continues?
No. What I mean by that is that with the Syria stuff that's going on, Kevin, like If many people keep fleeing to Europe, is it going to bankrupt? Is it going to help the economy? That's what I mean, Kevin.
And then you followed that up with, I'm having Italian food. I was wondering when the guys would have me ask Doto.
I'm sorry. Sometimes my mind just works too fast.
No. Listen, I'm not getting mad at you. You do good work.
Yeah. But I know my like sometimes I get too excited and I like to pose different questions, different answer.
It's kind of like stream of consciousness tweeting, right?
Yeah.
And do you get good response? Do people respond to you and give you answers?
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Okay. Bean needs to help me with women problems.
Oof.
You sure you want to go with Bean on that one?
Yeah, because I thought that Bean has a lot of experience with women.
Oh, he does. He does. He's a legendary player.
Yeah.
Since Trump came from a business background, would B do great as president with his business skill? Good questions.
Yeah.
Because
the reason why I bring that up because I think that one would think, Kevin, because if a person came from nothing, they build up in an empire, then they should have the business skills and the intellect.
Would you vote for Donald Trump?
You know what, Kevin? I haven't really made up my mind. I'm just watching the presidential debates, pretty much watching a lot of rhetoric, you know?
Have you ever voted?
Of course, Kevin.
Well, not of course, Kevin. Just asking. Maybe I can intro the lady to Kevin and Bean first, what you guys think.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying, maybe if I get to know the ladies, maybe if I get to know pretty well, maybe I can introduce her to you guys.
Now, you say women and ladies. Is there more than one?
No, just one.
Okay, all right. What, would you guys mind if I do Ross Perot's speech next time in the studio? I still remember the script.
Yeah, because the reason why is because I remember back in 1992, I did it in high school, and people love it.
You did it
like in a speech class?
No, something like that.
You did Ross Perot's whole speech?
Yeah, because I memorized it, but maybe I memorized maybe 80% of it.
80% of it. Can you do some of it for us? I'd like to hear that because it's been a long time.
Well, I just have to refresh my memory, Kevin.
How long will that take?
Maybe 5 or 10 minutes. I just have okay. I just have to. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Oh, no problem.
I can do some of the time, Kevin.
All right.
Okay.
I know a dating service in Alhambra, Chinese dating service. Yeah, They've been in business for 30 years. Yeah. Let me read your tweet. They've been in business 30 years. Yeah. Date $400. What?
Yeah, because it's $400 a lot, or is this pretty reasonable for a dating service?
Well, I don't know, but my question is, aren't you seeing a girl?
Yeah.
So
why do you need more girls? Maybe focus on this one for a while?
Yeah, why don't I just focus on this one and just put aside this dating service for future reference?
I think that's a good idea. Yeah, bookmark it
right. For
later.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
good idea. Good,
Kevin. I'm not that stupid. Just throw away $400, Kevin.
Right, of course.
Right.
Dope. I had French food for breakfast croissant. It feels like Paris.
Yes, I did have croissant, and every time I have croissant, I feel like it's like I'm in Paris.
Have you ever been to Paris, Doe?
Nope, but I've been to Montreal a lot. My uncle lives there.
Pretty much the same.
Mm, yeah. A lot of French.
Pretty much the same. It's pretty much a French, French community, and also. Like the in Quebec, they speak French. They don't like people that speak English. Mm.
Do you speak French?
Nope, I don't speak French.
Oh. Give us the first couple of lines from Ross Perot. How did he start it?
Okay. On behalf of the American people, the reason why I'm up here today is because I'm talking about how can we improve our economy. We need to put people to work. We need to create more jobs, and we need to make life better for everybody in America. This is the American dream.
USA! 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 USA!
That's pretty good, though.
Wow.
So with a little bit of practice, you can do the whole speech?
Yeah, Kevin.
All right, and then one last thing, and I just want to give you props for this one, because this is actually funny, and I loved it.
Yes.
I still like German chocolate and black... What?
Yeah, of course I love that, Kevin.
Is there no way I can finish?
Yeah, because I know what you're going to say, Kevin, because I thought I loved it.
Because he tweeted it. He knows what you're going to say.
Our listeners don't know what he said. Let him finish.
So you say, I still like German chocolate and Black Forest cake. And then you say, I never been to East or West Berlin, but I like their cake.
Yeah, because, you know, honestly, I've never been there, but I'm pretty much a fan of their cake.
I don't know. I mean, that is what it said. I'm just saying, look, we're calling to say good work. Keep it up. Tweet
thanks,
more.
Kevin. Yes, thanks, Kevin.
I think so. Yeah.
You're doing a good job. You keep doing.
Bean, can I ask you a quick question? So when I tweet, what the topic should be next time, Kevin Bean, so I can narrow it down?
Probably healthcare would be good. This is Bean now. Probably healthcare. Yeah, that's good.
You need healthcare to be a right, Kevin?
What's that? It should be a right? Well, I'm saying that you should ask the people on Twitter.
Yes.
So
yes,
that, Kevin. And also dating. And give us more details on the dating.
Yes, Kevin.
And more foreign issues, Joe.
Yes, Kevin. Yes, Bean.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. You're doing good work. You keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, but hopefully I like to do Ask Doto, Bean. I'm pretty excited when I answer crazy questions.
Okay. By the way, this is Bean now. You're perfectly welcome to come to my house.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yeah, because you asked that on Twitter, right?
Of course, Kevin. I read all my tweets. I'm pretty careful what I say, Kevin. Bean.
It's Bean.
Yes.
Yeah, you're welcome to come up anytime.
Thanks, Bean.
You're welcome.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
What, not supposed to do it?
Well, I was going to set it up first.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm supposed to usually play it. I get yelled at when I don't play it. I get yelled at when I do play it.
Well,
we didn't say
yesterday.
It's coming out. We didn't say coming out, play the moment.
Okay, go ahead.
Isn't that what's usually said?
No. Usually you're not here for that conversation, and I get blamed if I don't play it immediately coming out. Go ahead and set it up, though. This is going to be fun.
I was out yesterday because I had a doctor's appointment. And, by the way, it's K-Rock, showbiz beat. I was out yesterday because of a doctor's appointment, and my biggest fear is when I have to miss the show is, will I miss A Moment with Kevin? That's my darkest fear. I wake up in the middle of the night sometimes with cold sweats thinking, oh, maybe I missed one yesterday. And it turns out I did. I got a tip from a listener named Alan who sent me an email. And, Al, I'd like to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever forgotten that you've been to a place? Have you ever forgotten you've been to a city?
No.
You know, I never have either. I know where I've been and where I haven't been.
Yeah.
That's why I thought this was so fascinating.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Let's go back to Lambeau Field for a second because you were there this past Sunday.
Yeah.
And I was interested in your take on the city, Green Bay, which I don't know that I've ever visited.
That was a moment with Kevin.
Kevin has no idea whether he has visited Green Bay, Wisconsin or not. He may have been there, for all he knows.
Why would you ever be in Green Bay and then forget all about
it? If you had been there, you'd remember.
I feel like you'd remember.
Or do you ever watch a Green Bay Packers game and go, that looks familiar. I think maybe I've been there before. I may have been in Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's driving me crazy because I don't know whether I've been there or not.
Here's what is worse than that, Ralph, is that that's not atypical. That all the time, yes, I have. All the time.
You forget you've been to a place until someone reminds you you've been there.
Yep.
Wow.
That's how I roll.
I would like to just get a list of cities and just name some off to see whether they ring a bell or not. Like Berlin. Maybe I was in Berlin.
I drink a lot.
Either too much or not enough. I can't tell which one it is.
Sometimes it's both.
But thank you, Alan, for the tip.
Yeah,
on
thanks,
that,
Alan.
Because I thought that was pretty strong. You know what we're missing out on? Is Talk Like a Pirate Day. It's tomorrow. We're not going to be on the air for Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Which is that's a shame.
Kind of a bummer, right?
We'll have to celebrate tomorrow in our own way.
Arr, mateys. I do want to give you a heads up, though. Since Talk Like a Pirate Day is tomorrow, if you talk or dress up like a pirate and go to Krispy Kreme, you get a free donut.
Really?
Yes.
Today or tomorrow?
Allie, why would they give out donuts on Talk Like a Pirate Day Eve? Wouldn't they wait for the actual holiday itself?
New moment.
Bitchin'.
Yeah. The Krispy Kreme has a strange tradition of giving out free donuts on the day before Talk Like a Pirate
Day. But not
day.
On the actual
Pirate Day. Nope. It confuses the F out of people, but it saves them a lot of donuts. If you go to Krispy Kreme and you talk like a pirate, they'll give you a free donut. However, if you dress up like a pirate, they give you a free dozen donuts.
Oh.
So if you come in, if you cut your leg off and put a peg on your leg, you'll get a dozen donuts. If you have a parrot on your shoulder or an eye patch or a hook or a bandana, any three of those items, you will get a free dozen donuts.
Did you get to keep the pirate jack out there?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. I didn't. If I'd held on that, I would be knee deep in donuts right now.
Well, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. No, that's true. They don't give it out on Talk Like a Pirate Day Eve.
I just think you're terrific.
Yeah. Great news from the set of Ghostbusters. This is adorable. Apparently, the ladies were filming their new revamped all-female version of the Ghostbusters, Kristen Wiig, Melissa McCarthy, and they found an orphan kitten on the set. They quickly fell in love with the little furball, and they called her Ghosty.
Ghosty?
Ghosty, the kitten, was apparently the lucky charm for the girls on the set of Ghostbusters. But not so lucky for Ghosty, apparently.
Oh, no.
Because the girls watched in horror as it was attacked by a pit bull a few days later.
Oh.
Ghosty was 6 months old.
Rest in peace, Ghosty.
Oh, no. This is a colossal disaster.
But the Ghostbusters should be able to see it, right? Shouldn't Ghosty be hanging around with Slimer? It should be Slimer's pet now, and they should just come back. Yeah, that's sad news. Oh. It'd be sadder if it wasn't a cat, right? But still, sad.
But it's a cat.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mentioned last hour that rumors are swirling that Dwayne The Rock Johnson's expecting a baby with his longtime love, Lauren Hashian. One of our listeners wrote in and said, in fact, they're expecting twins.
Oh.
The Rock is expecting twins. The twins' names apparently going to be Paper and Scissors.
Wrong.
That's good.
Wrong, Paper and Scissors!
That was pretty good.
That was spectacular. I forget his name now, but I did retweet his tweet, so go to @RalphGarman and look it up. And then
props to you, person.
Write him and thank him for me since I forgot to write down his name.
I just think you're terrific.
He is terrific. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Jason Sudeikis is 40 years old today. Actor James Marsden turns 42. Lance Armstrong, 44 years old. Actress Jada Pinkett Smith, also 44. Oh, I miss her so much from Gotham. What are we going to do without Fish Mooney?
Yeah.
I will take over Gotham City. Aisha Tyler's 45.
That's a pretty good looking 45 right there. See on the skip, on the click, on the walk, on the talk, on the chew.
Oh, I don't have any idea.
On the view.
I don't watch.
On the wink.
It's the talk.
I don't know.
On the tick.
I don't think she's on the tick.
The TikTok.
TikTok. Yeah. And we've been talking about him all morning. One of our favorites around here. Maybe the best improvisational comedian actor.
Thank you, Ralph.
Ever. Yeah. Besides Kevin. Kevin's right up there with him. But this guy's endlessly fascinating. And he never became a big, big, big star. But if you've seen his work, you know just how terrific he is. His name is Fred Willard, and he celebrates his 76th birthday today.
Yay!
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Time to check in with RJ Bell in Las Vegas.
Cause he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
Yes.
The bell that is RJ.
Hey, let me ask a quick question, though.
Yes.
Is it okay if I use that for my ringtone that you guys
That song? Of course.
All right, good.
Of course. RJ Bell, who gives us a preview of what's going to go on in the NFL. Last year was 67%.
Admirable, right?
Last week was 100%.
100.
100%.
And he's here today to give you a guarantee. Is that right, RJ?
Yes, the guarantee is that I will not hit 67% this season.
Because you're going to be
100%.
Hey, listen, guys. Here's the easy part to understand. If it was this easy, who in the heck would work a job? You know, there'd be no one at 7-Eleven to give you the coffee. So that's not possible. We're just gunning to win. If we win this year, we're going to be ecstatic.
100%.
I picked the 49ers in my suicide pool.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what happened?
Still alive. Yeah.
Because of RJ's picks. All right, RJ, what do you got for us this week?
Okay, we do three a week. The first one, the underdog special. We're going to hold our nose and take Tampa Bay, 10-point underdogs at New Orleans. Listen, the Saints had a disappointing performance last week. One pro bettor said the Saints had the worst defense of any team in the league based on last week's performance. And it's hard to know how good the Saints' offense is. They've lost Jimmy Graham, and we didn't see much last week. They used to have the Saints a great home field advantage. There was one recent 19-game run. They were 18-0-1 against the spread, but recently not near as good. Last seven home games, 1-6 against the spread. When it comes to Tampa, the most important rule of the early season applies. Do not overreact to one game. Jameis Winston looked horrible. Tampa looked horrible last week. Everyone is overreacting. Listen, Tampa's not a good team, most likely, but they're good enough to take double digits against a Saints team with lots of questions of their own. Underdog special.
Huh. 100%.
I kind of like that. I can't lie.
All right, so you got the underdog special. And by the way, I'm just throwing this out there that the Saints ran into the Cardinals. That's what happened last week, my friend.
Oh, the amazing
That's
Cardinals.
That's right.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, you got your best bet. Which game are you going with?
All right, Cincinnati favored by 3, hosting San Diego. Listen, the case can be made. The Bengals are a top 5 team the last 5 years. But because of their struggles in the playoffs, they're not getting the respect they deserve, the love they deserve. But this is the regular season. And the Bengals are at home. They've covered 13 of their last 17 regular season home games. And the pros think this year the Bengals are even better than in recent years. And here's a macro concept to consider. In today's NFL, with the way they're calling the defensive penalties, big physical receivers are very, very effective. That's exactly what the Bengals have. There's nothing wrong with San Diego, though. If you look at Rivers, their quarterback, last 10 games, 18 touchdowns, 18 interceptions. That's not very good, but really, if you add it up, the math is simple. Cincy is a somewhat better team, And since he had somewhat better home field advantage than typical, well, a three-point favorite like Cincy implies an equal team with a typical home field. That difference is the edge. Cincy minus three, best bet.
All right, so underdog special, Tampa Bay. Best bet is Cincinnati, and then the big game.
All right, we like one that you can watch on TV, Sunday Night Football. Green Bay is the pick, favored by 3.5, hosting Seattle. Seattle is one of the best teams in the league. That's easy. And they have a strong history as underdogs. In fact, the last 21 times Seattle has been getting points, they've lost only 4 times against the spread. So a lot of things to recommend Seattle, but the cracks are showing. They have less depth than last year. They've lost key coaches. Last week, the O-line really struggled. Russell Wilson was sacked 6 times. But this play is more about Green Bay. They're also one of the best teams. They have one of the best home fields in the NFL. You know that place is going to be rocking at Lambeau, big Sunday night game. And here's the key, revenge and focus. Green Bay got kicked out of the Super Bowl by Seattle last year. The entire offseason, all they've been talking about in Green Bay is this game. You add it all up, you got a really good team, maybe a little better in Seattle, a great home field, and 100% focus, Green Bay.
Now, let me just ask one follow-up question on that, and that is Seattle lost last week. Won't they really want to get their season going right?
No, that's great. That's a great instinct, which is if a good team loses, you expect focus the next week. And yes, I'd like this even more if Seattle had won, and they might be a little bit lax, but this is about Seattle's focus being, let's say, 99. I agree with you. I think Green Bay's focus is 110. I mean, literally, the Super Bowl is what Green Bay lives for. They were one game away. Who kept them out? Seattle. Where was it? At Seattle, but now it's at Green Bay. It's a chance at revenge. So I think they have an edge when it comes to the focus and intensity, even though I think Seattle is going to be really focused. One last thing, Seattle has an amazing home field, probably the only home field in the entire league better than Green Bay. But on the road, they are relatively not near as good. And to me, that's important to remember. Seattle on the road is limited.
All right, so underdog special, Tampa Bay. Best bet, Cincinnati, big game. You're going with Green Bay.
Yes, and the prediction is not 100%.
100%!
I think that's what we're saying.
Yeah, I think that's what he said.
And RJ, 100%. You're asking people to just go ahead and put their house on it, right? Or their car, whatever they have, just bet.
You know,
right?
There used to be these score phones, and the score phones, there was a guy on there once that screamed, sell your house, sell your car, sell your kids, and bet this game. That's not what I'm saying.
You're saying people should sell their kids?
No, I'm saying the opposite.
Right.
That's a cautionary tale.
Okay. All right, RJ Bell, thank you very much. We look forward to talking to you every week. RJ in Vegas is where you can follow him on Twitter, and he's also got pregame.com with a lot more information there as well. Thank you, RJ.
Thank you.
All right, coming up next, we're going to do What's Good. So 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. What topic are we missing?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about a lot of different things, but are we missing something that you care about? Are we missing something in the news? Is there something about the NFL, sports, whatever you think we're not covering, you get to get on the air and tell us what it is. And you call next with Kevin and Beans, What's Good?
Miley, what's good?
Yeah.
Occasionally, we like to open the phones and let you pick the topic. It's Kevin and Beans, What's Good?
What's good? You want to talk about on this show? What's good? Come on, let us know what's going on. Time to go. What's good?
We can't cover everything, right? Mm-mm. So what's good? That's the question that we're asking. It is 1-800-520-1067. I don't feel like this is a segment for our friends to call, is it?
I don't think so.
Brad Williams?
Hey, guys.
What's good?
What's good? Where are you?
I'm in Florida right now, so I'm looking for weird stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
But what's good is that I'm playing Chip in fantasy football this week, and I'm going to destroy her.
Oh, wow.
And you're basing that on what?
Because I'm the more dominant midget.
Oh, come on. I've got at least like 8 inches on you.
This is midget on midget crime.
Wow. Right
now. It's ending.
Is it just between you and Chip?
No, I mean, Dave's in our league, too.
All right.
By the way, I won the league last year.
You did?
Mm-hmm. How dominated. Repeat this year, Brad. Repeat.
She called you mugs.
Wow. That hurt.
Yep.
You're lucky I'm not there because you're the only person I could actually, like, fight in person, and it's like a fair match.
She says she's a black belt, though.
True story.
She says she's a black belt.
She bought it on Etsy, though.
That's true.
No, there's no way she's a black belt. What is she like? Like, when they have you break boards, is it just like toothpicks?
Is this coming from you, Brad?
All right, Brad, we need to move on, but thank you for the call, and good luck. I support you crushing Chip.
I do, too. Thanks, guys.
All right, bye now. All right, let's go to Johan in Long Beach. Hi there.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. What's good?
I was thinking of like doing something like a day with Doto.
A day with Doto.
Oh, spend the day.
A day or a date?
A day, like hang out with him during the day and then go with him like when he goes out to party and like see what's up and hang out.
Maybe start with a buffet, then move on. That's a great idea.
And are you suggesting that just for yourself or for all of our listeners?
No, I think like a contest thing. Like,
all right. Wow. A day with Do.
Nice.
I like it. That's a good suggestion.
Would you enter, Johan?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Excellent.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. All right.
What's good?
Let's go to Ryan in Long Beach. Hi, Ryan. What's good?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Thank you.
I have been a longtime KCLA viewer since I was about 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It was sad. I was really sad to see Allie go. She was one of the best parts of that program.
She was. I don't know what ever happened to her, but that's a sad story how she disappeared.
Maybe one day we'll hear. But so has anybody ever seen the Allie McKay shake weight video?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I have.
Yeah.
Describe it.
You know, it's just some really intensive reporting with some awesome anchors just asking great questions.
Right.
Thank you.
It reminds you a little bit of the South Park episode, but Allie, that was on point.
Thank you. I feel like it's one of my best. Between that and when I milked a goat and asked if I should double fist it, I think those two segments really... They got me here.
Ryan.
Which isn't
highlight reel, for sure.
Ryan,
for sure.
How many times have you watched the Shake Weight video?
You know, maybe a few. More than I'd want to admit, but pretty good one.
It's all about the grip and the technique, and I make that very clear in the video. Right. I'm there to give out all the tips on Shake Weight. Where it goes in people's minds, that's on them. I am helping them.
Wait, you think Ryan... What? You think, like, Ryan was talking about something else?
No, not Ryan.
Oh, not Ryan. Okay, good.
The other millions of people that have watched that video and tweeted or Instagrammed me.
Thank you, Ryan, for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Steven in Palmdale. Hi, Steven.
What up, baby?
What's good?
What's good?
What's good?
All right. So I was calling to talk about whatever happened to the DC Santa Monica guy.
Whatever happened to the Santa Monica guy?
Right?
That guy used to prank call us all the time, and then he moved to Texas or someplace, but then I think he came back.
They've got phones in Texas.
What happened? What, did he move on to, like, Big Boy or what?
I don't know. I wouldn't blame him if that was if that was the case.
It'd be the right choice.
I don't know.
Nah, hell nah, man. I was thinking about doing it, but I was like, I don't think I could do it.
I don't think you could pull it off.
This is Santa Monica!
Try again. Sound a little soft.
A little soft?
Yeah, a little soft.
This is Santa Monica.
No! I don't. Okay. All right, you got the job.
That's too soft. That's like to get Allie.
No, you got the job.
Home with me or something.
Congratulations. Thank you. All right. 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number for...
What's good?
And we go to Jessica. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, what's good?
What is good?
What is good is that I don't appreciate you guys coming down on the man buns.
The man buns.
The man buns are hot. I'm with Christine on this one. You guys don't know what you're talking about.
We took a lot of calls.
Yeah.
And they were all saying that we don't like the man bun.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
It was pretty much across the board, Jessica.
No, I'm pretty sure man buns make any dude hotter, and you're just wrong about everything.
Wait, man buns make any dude hotter?
Slow down, Jessica.
Yeah, I went there.
If
I went there.
Bean had a man bun, he would be hotter?
If Bean had a man bun, he would be hotter, especially if you throw in the man bun beard combo. Wow.
So you're just going for straight homeless.
Well, yeah, the more homeless they look, the better. You want them to look like they smell, but not actually smell.
Okay.
Jessica, you're making a lot of bad decisions.
I thought you would be with me on this one, Allie.
I'm sorry. No, I cannot support a man bun. And even the high man bun, you think that's hot?
No, the high man bun crosses the line.
Oh, that crosses the line.
Got it.
Why don't you sit down and email us all of your rules for the man bun?
It's a long list.
Okay. Thank you, Jessica. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 7:39. Kumail Nanjiani is going to come in studio along with Emily Gordon here just after the top of the hour.
Excellent.
We're excited about that. Not positive I'm saying his name right, but I'm trying my best.
Emily Gordon, I think you nailed that name.
I did nail that
Well
name.
Done.
I don't know if you saw the news, but Black Sabbath is announcing that they are doing a farewell tour.
Yes.
In 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that when it's over, there's going to be no more. It's over.
Truly the end. They
That's
are
what
not
they say.
Coming back, for sure.
It starts, I think, in January, and they go through North America. Then they go to Australia. I'm not positive they have a drummer. Didn't their drummer quit? Something happened with their drummer.
I think they'll find a drummer.
I don't
the tour.
Know.
Yeah.
Well, let's check. We have Ozzy.
Whoa.
Yeah, we should check in with Ozzy and just find out exactly what's going on. Hey, Ozzy. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Ozzy.
Yes, Mr. Sheets talking to me. Are you from another planet?
No, we're from the Kevin and Bean Show here in Los Angeles.
Are you from another planet?
No, that's a telephone that you're holding. That's what those do. They allow us to have a conversation.
Oh,
yes.
It's a telephone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Who should I call?
No, I mean, we're already talking to you. We were just curious about your upcoming tour, your farewell tour.
Who are you talking to?
You, Ozzy.
Hold on. I'll see if he's here.
Okay.
Ozzy! Telephone for you.
That's,
I don't think he's here. Can I take a message?
That's you. You're Ozzy Osbourne.
You're Ozzy Osbourne? I'm a huge fan. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
I heard Black Sabbath is having a reunion tour.
Right, that's what we're calling about.
Oh, it's great. Tell me all about it.
That's what we would like to know.
Like to know what?
You're Ozzy Osbourne.
You're Ozzy Osbourne?
You are.
I am?
Yes.
I'm Ozzy Osbourne.
Yes.
Right.
Sorry, how cool is that?
So your concert...
Who are you, then?
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
You're a show, and you're talking?
I'm Kevin. This is Allie.
What is the Kevin and Allie show, then?
That's a good point.
Wow. Yeah.
It's a good point.
You're confused.
Okay, so you're going to be on tour all next year?
Yeah, we're going to be performing.
Right.
Right.
All next year. And then you're wrapping.
Not
that's
all next
it.
Year. We'll stop. In between shows. We won't be playing for the entire year. It'll be exhausting.
Yeah,
right.
You're going to do a show.
You have to eat and sleep. You can't just play music for
right.
a year.
No, that's crazy.
You'll kill you if you try to do that.
No,
good point.
I think your tour goes through a lot of the year, but then it's over. You're going to play Los Angeles.
It's over? I'm not ready to die.
No.
I'm Sharon, I'm dying.
Oh, no. Just.
It's over.
No, I think it's just Black Sabbath that's going to stop touring. That's all.
Oh, yeah, Black Sabbath. They're going on tour.
Right.
That's... I can't wait to see them.
Ozzy, you're in Black Sabbath.
Oh, I didn't even know it.
Yeah.
Sharon! Black Sabbath called. I'm in it.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:54. Kumail Nanjiani will be joining us after the top of the hour, along with Emily Gordon. Do you think I sold it?
Yep.
I don't feel like I did.
I think people
Nailed
are
it.
On the edge of their seat now. if you're in bed, maybe you're on the edge of your seat.
It's catching.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Tell me about what happened yesterday with Scrooge. Someone just sent me an email, said, ask Allie about Kevin and Scrooge.
Oh, sweet Jesus,
yeah,
Ralph.
That happened. Mm-hmm.
So 5 o'clock hour, I say that they're doing a reboot of Charles Dickens' classic.
Right.
Who's going to play Scrooge?
Right.
We go through. He then guesses, because Chip wrote it as a joke, Ice Cube,
right.
Which is the correct answer.
They're doing like a hip-hop
awesome.
Scrooge. Right?
Yeah, yay, wonderful. I then do that same story.
Right.
To his credit, at least 2 hours later.
Oh, well, 2 hours. Who can hold a fact for that long, Allie?
And I said, I did this story. Remember who's going to play Scrooge? And just this look crosses his face. He's like, no, who? And I said, well, you guessed. And he goes, wait, really? Like, you You guessed who it was. He's like, I don't think I did. It was magic.
I don't feel like this is showbiz.
Well, I just wanted to hear about that story because later on in the show, we are going to be playing Mad Libs the News.
Oh, my favorite.
Because Kevin doesn't have a tight grip on the facts.
Mm-mm.
And so sometimes when we go to him for missing portions of news stories, it is like playing Mad Libs. He'll just say whatever comes into his head.
Awesome.
We're going to read
your kid.
Right.
So we're going to recap some news stories, and Kevin will fill in the blanks for us as Kevin Mad Libs the news.
Can't wait.
Later on in the show.
It was 2 hours later, Ralph.
I know. Who could remember that?
It was 2 hours later.
I'm on your side,
no,
buddy.
No,
yeah,
I'm not.
I'm with you.
I'm not on the side you think I am. I'm worried.
You know, I'm so tired of men not getting paid the same as women.
Right?
When will we live in a world where women are not getting paid much more for the same work?
In so many areas,
I am
more
furious
across the board
about addressing this issue.
About this article on FullNetWorth.com,
for years,
that the average female porn star makes five times as much as their male counterparts. That is unacceptable.
That's where we're leading
Yes, Allie. How can we live in a country that's so unfair that male porn stars, who, let's face it, got to do most of the work, right? Have all the heavy lifting is done on the male side. And they get paid $1 to every $5 for women.
That's really how it should be, right?
No, it shouldn't be. It should be equal pay for equal work. That's how I feel. And I'm tired of women just getting all the money and men doing so much more work and getting paid less. It's unacceptable.
Just porn.
What? In porn.
Oh, I thought this was...
No, that's just...
It's not a bigger story. That's just in porn.
Well, then, if you want to make as much as a man, get into porn, I guess, is the moral of the story, right?
Okay.
Is that what we're saying?
Good logic.
I think so.
Interesting list here of the top 10 female money makers in the adult film industry. Now, this is net worth. This is not in a year.
Okay.
This is all time. The richest women who have worked in the adult film industry. Thought it might be a fun game to play.
Jenna Jameson.
Jenna Jameson, still number one. Kevin, well done. If we had world leaders in this list, Kevin
would
be like,
nail it.
Boutros Ghali. He would have no idea. But porn stars, Victoria's Secret models, Kevin is like, he's like Stephen Hawking.
You have to know the important stuff.
Crazy. Jenna Jameson's net worth. Anyone want to guess?
Net worth, $74 million.
$30 million. Okay. Yeah. She sold Club Jenner, her website, to Playboy for big money, but $30 million is her net worth. Currently, she's in the Big Brother house over in the UK right now. Any other guesses? All-time net worth leaders in adult film?
That one that wears the glasses.
Ah,
the
glasses.
She takes the bun out, and she's like, hey, I'm not a librarian. Here with a whip.
Is that on the list, Ralph?
Let me see. Glasses, librarian, whip. I don't see her name here anywhere.
All right.
Number 10 is Sunny Leone. She's worth $2.5 million. She's retired from the business, but she now has a Bollywood movie studio. She's producing
really?
Bollywood films. Yes, Bollywood. Sasha Gray's ninth on the list. She's made the transition into legitimate film now, but worth $3 million. Jenna Hayes is worth $3.5 million. She's eighth on the list. Katie Morgan is seventh on the list. I love Katie.
She's been in here, hasn't she?
Yes, she has.
That I remember.
Several times. Yeah, you remember her.
Wow.
You don't remember whether you've been to Green Bay, Wisconsin or not, but you remember Katie Morgan.
I do.
Katie's adorable.
Yes, she is.
Brie Olson was worth $5 million. She dated and lived with Charlie Sheen for a while. You may remember that name. Maria Takagi. She's a Japanese adult actress. She only made 15 videos, but has a net worth of $5 million. They must have been good.
They must have been really good.
Tracy Lords, believe it or not, is fourth on the list.
What?
She has a net worth of $7 million, famously became an adult film star when she was still under the age of 18, making most of her movies now illegal, movies that she made in the 80s. Jessie Jane is worth $8 million, and Tara Patrick is number two on the list, and now she is a nurse and microbiologist and has her own production company.
A nurse and what?
Microbiologist.
Wow.
Allie.
Same.
Very impressive.
Kevin also is a microbiologist.
Right.
Kim Kardashian, not on that?
Not on the list. She should be, though, shouldn't she?
Sarah Abramson?
Not on the list. Do we have time for Kevin's moment where
no, we don't.
He didn't know whether he went to Green Bay or not?
No.
Yeah.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Let's go back to Lambeau Field for a second because you were there this past Sunday.
Yeah.
And I was interested in your take on the city, Green Bay, which I don't know that I've ever visited.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
He doesn't know if he's ever been there. He doesn't know. Not, yeah. What's it like? I've never been there.
No.
He doesn't know. He might have been there and just forgot.
Like when you pass through cities, I can see you forgetting, like, oh, I passed through there to get to somewhere. But
right, so maybe I did.
Green Bay is memorable.
Yeah, I didn't.
You didn't what?
I was never there.
Are you sure?
No.
Today's celebrity birthdays.
Not even a little.
Jason Sudeikis is 40 years old today. He might have been born there. Let's face it. James Marsden's 42. Lance Armstrong's 44. Jada Pinkett Smith also 44. Aisha Tyler, 45 years old today. And the great, the legend, the master, Fred Willard celebrates his 76th birthday today.
Yay!
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show with his beat.
So at 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, we welcome to the studio Emily Gordon, because her name's easy, and Kumail Nanjiani.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Right? You right? You wow. have been nailing it since teasing it yesterday. I'm proud
right.
of you, Kevin.
But so we teased it. We did a little promo, and I said your name right the first time, by the way, which for me is something. And we did a little dance, and I was happy. And then we played it, and then people started tweeting me, no, you're saying it all wrong.
I saw tweets. Wrong. Right. Saying that you had said it wrong, but I hadn't heard it. If you'd said it like that.
He did.
Yeah, nothing but
that. That was beautiful, wasn't it?
Nothing but that.
Nothing.
And
yeah.
You really nailed yes. my name, too, so good job.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, it's actually Emily Gordon.
Emily
Gordon. Tell us about the Indoor Kids.
Oh, the Indoor Kids is a podcast that Kumail and I, who we are married,
yes.
have been doing for the last few years.
Yeah, it's a video game podcast, mm-hmm. but we also talk about like all pop culture stuff. So movies, comic books, TV shows, mostly video games.
Essentially anything that keeps you indoors and keeps you from going outdoors.
So yes. your message is, hey kids, stay indoors.
Yeah. Listen, mm-hmm. I stayed indoors all the time and I... I
look
mean,
at
I don't
him.
And look at you.
Look at
I mean, I don't know if I turned out fine, but I'm just saying, if you want to be this, stay indoors.
And I can vouch for Emily's skin.
Yeah.
Looks amazing.
Oh, I appreciate
so
that.
There.
That's really, and
stay
we're on
indoors.
Radio. I didn't even have to.
You didn't have to.
But you ran around like fields and stuff.
Oh, I,
she,
I yeah.
she grew up in the South.
I grew up in the country, so I was outdoors a bit more than you. I also don't know that children should listen to our show. It's quite
okay.
healthy.
We do swear yeah. a lot. But Emily spent a lot of time playing in ditches full of old refrigerators and stuff.
That's true.
What? That sounds bad.
What?
I grew up in North Carolina, and there was a gully behind our house where when you were finished with appliances, you just put them there.
You just threw them in there.
What?
So there's a huge
what are you
ditch
talking about?
Full of old fridges.
Washing machines.
People just
radios.
Leave their cars around.
Was it like a known thing? Go to this ditch
well,
if you need to get rid of a dryer?
Yes. The neighborhood gully was like,
yeah.
interesting.
Don't be crazy. Not for everyone.
Yeah.
Just the neighborhood.
Didn't anybody say, hey, somebody might get injured there?
Well, we weren't really supposed to play there, which is why it was all the more fun
of course.
To play
yeah.
there. Yeah.
They're basically daring you to play there.
Yeah, exactly.
They were going inside refrigerators and stuff.
No, we wouldn't do that. You take the doors off.
Come on.
She's not an idiot.
Come on.
We're not animals.
I'm
Look
so
alive.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
I got to tell you, I grew up in Phoenix, and I was outside all the time. I would leave in the morning and then come back at night, hopefully.
Did you just have a job?
No.
Your job was to be a kid.
I'm saying when I was a kid, you just go out and you play outside all day, but I didn't ever get to play in fridges.
Yeah. Our biggest toy was like an old rusted car that we just played on. This makes me sound much more country than I actually am or was.
It
I also
sounds
had
like
toys.
You're lucky to be alive is what it sounds like.
I think any
I'm
childhood.
I'm lucky that she's alive.
Yes.
Aww.
A little cheesy, but we'll accept it.
Nothing but net.
By the way, you said nothing but net when I
yes.
said your name. You said nothing but that. I just want to make sure that everybody
yeah,
understands.
Yeah, I'm not that foreign.
Nothing but net.
Oh,
nothing but that.
Nothing but that.
I thought it was even. I thought that was great. Like nothing but that, because
right.
that was so that so
is,
good.
Oh, I see.
And I didn't want to jump in because I wasn't sure, but he just said it again. So now,
yeah,
sure.
yeah. Wait, I said it again so that you would know. I said nothing but that. But nothing but that is good too. That's my new.
I'll say nothing but this. That's gonna be my new catchphrase.
Nothing but that over there.
Now, did you play basketball? Have you ever played basketball? Because that's a basketball phrase.
A video game basketball.
No, I'm oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh,
I love NBA. I follow NBA now, but I never grew up playing basketball. Well, nobody really played basketball in Pakistan. We would play with fridges that America
no.
sent over.
Yeah, if you're going to sell a
out my childhood. Let's sell out yours a little bit.
That was Emily. That was not you.
No, but I'm a huge fan of basketball. Chicago Bulls, all that stuff.
Still the Chicago Bulls?
Yeah, I still love the Bulls. I mean, you know, I jumped on the Clipper bandwagon a little bit when that was happening. What are you,
That's
Lakers?
Not cool, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a rough time.
It is a rough time.
We're in a recession, basketball recession.
Yeah.
This is all I know.
It was
that's
nailed
my contribution
it.
Well done.
To this conversation.
No, that's good. You only need like a couple of phrases and you can just get involved in every conversation.
Nothing but net is one
that's
of them.
Basketball
one.
Recession is another.
Basketball. So you guys, this podcast has been going for how long? Five years?
Maybe about 5 years. Yeah, absolutely.
And Emily, you didn't start on it, but...
No, I wasn't the original co-host. I was brought in because it was originally... The co-hosts were picked by Chris Hardwick because we're a Nerdist Network podcast. And then once the other one had to leave to go back to school, Kumail was like...
Yeah,
hey,
she was 14. Yeah. I'm joking. No, she was in college.
That's right. Summer's over.
Yeah, so the summer she went back and I was like, oh, Emily would be perfect because we play games together anyway.
Yeah.
So you came on just a few months into it.
Yeah, it was maybe like 6 months into it.
Yeah.
Is Hardwick like a dark lord? Overlord? Like, does he really just say what happens and then you guys have to do it?
Is that how
he rules his kingdom?
I mean, I think he used to be, but now he's more hands-off, I think. Yeah. It's so big now.
Yeah.
So he has, like, underlings who sort of do his bidding.
Does he have a moat? Because I heard he had a moat.
Yeah, he's got a moat around the At Midnight studio. Yeah. Cannot get to him.
Around his dressing room, there's a moat.
I think he had like a vision initially of like, well, I want these things to happen. And so he would call a meeting and be like, hey, do you guys want to do this stuff? And people would be like, sure. And then now it's like huge amounts of people are all taking
care
of it.
When he emailed me and was like, do you want to do a podcast about comic books? And I was like, I don't know. I know more about video games. So he's like, okay, podcast about video games. And that's how easy. And
that doesn't sound like a very inspired leader. What do you like? Yeah. What do you do? Video games? All right.
Well, actually, that's inspiring.
I think that is inspiring. Yeah.
Do what you do, but for me.
Okay.
That's a great leader.
Yeah.
But Emily also has a book coming out.
Oh.
I'm looking forward to this.
Yes. I wrote a book about, let's say, a self-improvement guide. And it's a genuine self-improvement guide because I was a therapist for many years, couples and family therapist. But it's also kind of funny and has some memoir parts thrown into it. I kind of wrote it as a letter to my teenage self, which was not, you know, I was playing in all these refrigerators. Yeah. So it was a mess.
You needed some help then, not now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I have that. That's coming out at the end of September, September 30th. It's called Super You.
Super You.
Yeah.
Kumail, let's talk about her like she's not here. So
okay, great.
You start dating a therapist.
Yeah.
That's rough, right?
Well, my dad's a psychiatrist, so let's not read too much into that.
All right.
Wow.
Let's not worry about what's going on.
You don't feel like you're constantly getting updates on what you should be thinking and doing?
Well, I need that, though.
You do. Okay.
I do.
Oh, I can't tell.
Here's what it is. Emily is a therapist, but that doesn't come into...
Well, if it does, you're very quick to be like, hey, what you doing? And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. I was treating you. Yeah.
I'm not paying you.
By the way, it's not like I want to be a therapist in my off time. You don't want to do work when you're
not
at work.
I'm not saying you did. I'm just saying that you're used to helping people with their lives, and so maybe you give a lot of advice. That's
what?
All
I'm
suggesting.
I
would say I can get away with very little.
Because she knows exactly what you're doing and where you're coming from and all that?
Yeah. I can't lie to her. No. She knows every single time I lie.
Wow, you're at a disadvantage.
Yeah. Like just yesterday, I was away in San Francisco for a day and I came back and first thing she asked me, she was like, how many cigarettes did you smoke?
Listen, now that makes me sound terrible.
Not terrible. You're right.
You came to kiss me and I was like, oh, I smell cigarettes. Mm. That's not a therapy degree that helps me. No master's degree. I was like, oh, I smell cigarettes. And so I was like,
there's no way you smell cigarettes. I brushed my teeth so many times.
So you're saying she's lying.
She caught me. She was right, but I don't know. I don't think she smelled them. I don't think you smelled
the
cigarettes.
What do you think? It was just a lucky guess?
Yeah, it wasn't a lucky guess.
It was just a guess. I think she knew from my eyes that I was hiding something, and it was two cigarettes.
I think you were overestimating my abilities, and I just used my olfactory sense and nothing else.
I washed my
face. How many cigarettes was it?
Two cigarettes.
Two.
Emily, how many
now,
was
Emily,
it?
Do you believe that?
Hmm? How many was it?
Because if he says two,
he says two.
He means like six or
and
eight.
And I trust him. Like I.
No, it was two. Yeah. I mean, you know, and two's bad because if I'd said
more than one.
The difference between one and two is huge, apparently, right?
I mean,
oh, now look, yeah. see, that's right there. He's asking you, his therapist. That's happening.
But she's
right.
I should. What am I doing?
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
What's happening right now? Any of you guys smoke? Do you guys smoke?
No. Yeah. I don't. No.
Have you ever?
No, I never have.
Nobody.
Nobody. See,
I never have. But you know what? I had a bunch of friends who were trying desperately to quit for a long, long, long time, mm-hmm. and I just kept going. Well, that doesn't seem.
My parents both smoked.
Mine did too. My parents worked for a cigarette company.
They worked for Camel.
Wow.
Well, yeah. R.J. Reynolds.
And you never smoked?
Never smoked. Because that's how you rebel.
All right.
My dad.
Were they lighting up all the time at home?
Yeah, for a bit. And then they started smoking outside, and then eventually they both quit. But
they also have like a lot of like, they would get all the like prototypes of products. So when bars had started banning cigarettes, Camel, RJR was doing a lot of like, they were trying out stuff. Mm-hmm. So they had all this stuff in the house. One was just like a stick that you chewed on.
They were like trying really hard to get into the vaping business before
this was,
that became huge. Like,
before vaping became vaping, yeah. So they would have like five different products to get
What's
people.
What's the stick that you chewed on?
It was just a
rawhide.
It looked like a black crayon. It looks so lame. And you just kind of
cigarettes look
suck
cool.
on it at a bar. Cigarettes do look cool.
Unfortunately, you're right. Cigarettes do look cool. You are right.
Oh. Yeah. Marlboro Man is not sucking on a big black crayon. You know, he's got a little cigarette. He's on a horse.
Are we still, what are we talking about
yeah,
here?
Yeah, I know, right?
All right. We need to take a break. Kumail Nanjiani is here. Emily Gordon is here. We'll be right back. Kumail Nanjiani is here. Emily Gordon is here.
Now you're just showing off.
Yeah, right?
It's nothing.
Got it.
It's nothing. I do that all the time. No, I'm just kidding. We were talking during the song about your relationship and how it got off to a bit of a rocky start. It sounds like there was some cloak and dagger stuff going on.
Sure. I mean, you know, our relationship itself wasn't rocky.
Oh, so beautiful.
I didn't mean it that way.
No, I just mean, yeah, my parents are very, you know, traditional Muslim family, and they wanted me to have an arranged marriage, and they would send me pictures of girls, and I kept saying no, and the girls did get more attractive as it went.
I like that your mom knew how to evaluate Pakistani women and be like, oh, this one's hotter. I'm going to save this one for when he says no.
Was it your mom or your dad that emailed them?
My mom.
Your mom. Oh, sure. Okay.
It's the ladies run it. So there's like a system kind of, right? So there's like women who are like older women who are like sort of pillars of the community mm-hmm. who like my mom would go to and be like, all right, let's do something for Kumail. And she's like, okay, great. This is a great time of year. I've got, you know, great new harvest just came in. Now Emily's like, what the?
Did your mom start taking offense? Like, come on, I'm giving you some good photos.
I'm
here.
Sure, she was frustrated. Yeah,
it's like she
Pakistani
was.
Pakistani Tinder, really.
It is.
You were swiping.
I was swiping left.
Yeah.
And she wanted me to swipe right. But the funny thing is, so these women have these, and they get pictures. Like, so there's these pictures are not pictures that women have gotten taken on their own. It's just, mm-hmm.
They're
just
not
like
glamour shots or headshots. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like surreptitious pictures at weddings and stuff. So a lot of them will be like a girl eating dinner at a wedding, her mouth's open. Like, you know.
Really?
So yeah, I would get these pictures and they were like just caught pictures at weddings.
Mom, it looks like she eats well, but
yeah.
Other than that. So you kept saying no, kept saying no.
Yeah, I just kept saying no because initially it just felt too weird to me.
Did that make them mad?
They didn't get mad yet.
Okay,
I know
not
that
yet. Okay.
They were exasperated.
They were very frustrated.
Yeah. Okay.
And they were like, hey, man, what's going on? You got to figure this out.
This is your job.
This is your job. Well, this is their job. And then eventually I met Emily, and then we got to the point where we were like, all right, let's do this.
Now, how does that go over when you go back to the parents who are trying to set you up?
Well, it was interesting because it took Emily you a little bit to understand that you were kind of a secret.
Yeah. I didn't love that, but like I didn't get. I was like, just be open with your parents.
Just tell them the truth.
Just like a traditional like American like I was rebellious too. I have piercings. Like,
you don't understand.
Very different. Yeah.
I didn't smoke. That was my rebellion.
I was a bad kid too. I get it. And yeah. It took me a while to get like, oh, this is a huge thing, and it means a lot for him to kind of defy this kind of cultural part of your life in any
yeah,
way.
Yeah, it's a 1400-year-old culture that's still very, very, you know, it's very tight. And so I just kind of told him, I was like, hey, good news, bad news.
Which one do you want to start with?
Yeah.
You want to start with the good or the bad?
They were like bad, and I was like, she's white.
You mean the kitten you rescued?
How long had you been dating and or married before you brought her up to them?
It was over a year.
We've been dating about a year.
Not
a year.
Much over a year, but over a year. And
did you have the rule, like, don't answer my phone, whatever you do, don't answer my phone?
Oh, sure, yeah. I had to be quiet when he was on the phone with his family. Yeah, and I'm not great at that.
Yeah, 100%. The rule was, if I call, don't say anything. And this is it's funny. When we were getting, oh God, this is a long story, so I'm not going to get into it. But there was a reason for one reason, we had to find a Muslim name for Emily. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
So we were like, oh, Iman. We just came up with it.
So your parents were like, okay, she's white. Let's just give her a name so that it fools people?
Well,
what's the?
This is what it was.
Okay,
I'll tell you.
All right.
The guy who came to marry us, the Muslim priest guy.
To perform the ceremony, yeah.
He was like, what are their names? And my mom was like, his name is Kamel. And he's like, that's a beautiful name. And her name is Emily. And he was like, I'm not going to marry someone named Emily. On the day they were going to get married. So my mom is like so upset. She's like, I'm so sorry. This guy is being a jerk.
So we came up with a workaround.
Changed so we were like, great news, different girl. Her name
day of.
Yeah, Iman. She still looks like a white girl from North Carolina who played in refrigerators. But, and then my grandmother tried to make Iman stick.
Which David Bowie's wife. I'm all
beautiful
for that.
Name. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a great name. But
grandma kept calling her that?
A little bit.
Hey,
For a little bit, she did. And then.
She was hoping, wasn't she?
Yeah.
She was just hoping.
Yeah.
Actually change it.
Yeah, she was. And it was like, she was like, how's Iman? And I was like, I don't know any Iman. Emily's doing well. But my grandfather, who's since passed away, was very, very sweet. And he wrote Emily a poem. And
really?
They Emily were very did, accepting and wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, he did rhyme Emily with family. Which was,
by the way,
delightful. Delightful.
Yeah.
So could have gone a lot worse.
It could have gone a lot worse. My family was very accepting.
Yeah, and my family really loves you. And they really, like, welcomed you. And when I told them, I was like, hey, this is going to happen, they were like, all right.
They did try to rub off one of my tattoos.
They did try and rub off her tattoo on the day of our wedding.
You mean physically put?
The, yeah, we're just
did
like,
she lick her
oh,
thumb?
Is that a real? Yeah, it was like a
she licked
plastic
her thumb.
Yeah, and I was like, nope, that's not going anywhere, buddy. Sorry.
You're going to get some lasers involved.
And I had purple hair. Part of my hair was purple. And when you told your mom that on the phone, she laughed. And I was like, well, I guess I'll dye the purple part of my hair.
When Emily, for a little bit, she used to dye her hair a lot. She had it like black. And my mom was like, her hair looks beautiful right now.
I did dye my hair black, partially to make your family happy.
They loved that hair.
Looked very sickly, though.
You looked super white, though, with black hair, right?
Yeah, people kept being like, oh, I hope you feel better. And I was like, okay, cool, thanks.
I'm actually fine.
Yeah.
Kamel Nanjiani and Emily Gordon are here. You're going to be doing a live podcast.
Yeah.
The Indoor Kids.
Yes.
Noon on Saturday as part of the LA Podcast Festival. We're going to be doing a live show. We don't do live shows super often, and so they're more fun. We have more, like, bits prepared. We have great guests this time.
Yeah, we have our friend Jared Logan, who's a writer for The Cordon Show, and we have Thomas Middleditch, who plays Richard on Silicon Valley, which is the show I'm on HBO.
We've got some fun stuff planned.
So yeah, we have like great stuff, and it's going to be the four of us doing a
just
really
being silly,
funny.
You involve the crowd much, or do you just do this?
We will. Yeah. We usually do audience participation stuff, and we always do like a Twitter game where we have people. We'll do like a dumb pun and have people like sound off. And Kamel is notoriously really, really bad at these.
Oh, I hate puns so much.
I love puns so much.
I hate them so much.
I love them so much.
Yeah.
Like very different.
Yeah. I can see that.
Oh, dear God.
It's great to watch like a really talented professional comedian just be like, it's great. I love it.
I'm sorry, again, it's tomorrow at noon?
It's at, Saturday. Oh, today is Friday.
Yes, it is.
Uh-oh.
Yes,
it's tomorrow at noon.
And if you want tickets for the LA Podcast Festival, you go to lapodfest.com and you can get those. And your book is called
Super
You. Can do it.
Release your inner
Super You.
You can do it.
Super You.
Change the name. That's actually a really good idea.
I didn't remember that.
You said it with such gusto. I was very impressed.
You can do it.
Yes, it's called Super You. Release your inner superhero. And it's going to be out on September 30th.
Emily V. Gordon.
Emily V. Gordon.
All right. Thank you guys for coming in. It was great to have you.
Oh, thanks for having us. us. Thank always you. A fun time.
And enjoy tomorrow.
Thank you.
Muggs is a delight, right?
Do we have to revisit this?
I think we do. Yeah.
Oh, he's the best.
Yeah. So Muggs' birthday is
I think he's on the way up. I think he's a man with a future.
Do you?
Yeah. I think he's got a big upside.
Thank you, Ralph.
And a big backside, too.
How dare frankly. You.
Muggs' birthday was on Tuesday, so we went out drinking Tuesday night.
Got a party on the day!
And he feels like if you buy him a shot, no matter what it is, he needs to drink it.
Mm-hmm. I like picklebacks.
I don't like picklebacks anymore.
How many did you do?
Four.
By the way, for those of you who don't know, a pickleback is a shot of anything then backed up with a shot of pickle juice.
It's the worst invention ever of drinks.
Why would you do that?
Why did you do it the second
you
first
have to
time?
Do it if someone buys it for you.
Drinks, man. You can't turn down free drinks.
You can if they taste terrible.
It's pickle juice. You absolutely can turn it down.
By that point, I was so inebriated, I wasn't really even tasting anything anymore.
Great.
Tasted on the way up.
So
sure did.
So Muggs comes to work on Wednesday and was still quite drunk.
That's good drunk.
Yeah.
So it wasn't.
By the way, professional to the end.
I'm sorry.
It's true.
Way to be.
That's true.
I want to apologize for that.
So we send him for food.
There's no way you could avoid it. It's not your fault.
So we send him for food, but since he's still drunk, he can't drive. So we say, go get food, take an Uber.
Mm-hmm.
And periscope it.
Yeah.
So I took the periscope, which is about 31 minutes.
Oh, dear Lord.
Because, A, it was pouring rain that morning, first time in forever, so we knew traffic was going to be bad anyway, and it only helped us.
So I edited some, I mean, I guess you could call them highlights of Muggs.
This is paranope by definition, isn't it?
It's my first time periscoping.
Paranope.
Well, your first time periscoping, you should know that you held the camera wrong the entire time.
I thought you had to hold it horizontally.
I know that's what you thought.
Instead of vertically.
But what happens is your right ear is toward the top and your left ear is toward the bottom the entire video.
I know.
Okay, that's 31 minutes of that. All right, here we go.
Hi, everybody. Beer Mug here. I'm going to go out and get breakfast for everybody on the morning show. I went out last night, and I still might be drunk. So I'm going to periscope my experience getting over to Taco Bell by taking an Uber. If you guys are wondering, Kevin wanted me to periscope this whole thing, so blame it on him.
And it sounds like a suicide note. It sounds like something would be left behind you'd find next to a body.
Tell my family I love them.
In a Motel 6. This is all Kevin's fault. And I'm still might be drunk, but I'm going to say goodbye now.
I got to tell you, he did cover it up reasonably well because I didn't think he was this drunk when he left. Did you?
I did.
Well, you're where he sits out there near you.
You smell him.
Yeah.
And I just got a notification. My Uber is arriving now, so I'm going to go.
Hello, sir.
What's that, man? Yeah, man. And they didn't want me driving. Kevin and Bean, that is. Kevin, actually. Ralph wanted me to crash and die.
By the way, in retrospect, that was the right answer.
Yeah. Had you known, Kevin, what I knew, you might have joined me.
All right, I'm going to close my eyes for a little bit.
Okay, now I just want to remind people that this is a one-mile trip.
What?
1 mile from here is where he goes to pick up food. 1 mile.
Yeah.
It was hellish, though.
Yeah.
I had to seize every opportunity.
Are you drunk now?
No, I had to seize every opportunity. Sorry.
If we pass it, just wake me up, right? Hey, man, I might need to throw up, to be honest.
Okay, is that the nicest way anyone's ever asked? Hey, man, I might need to throw up, to be honest.
Could you pull over for a sec?
You'd like to come back?
Could you pull over now?
All right, now, I'm going to play a noise that I don't think a human has ever made. Just once. I'm only going to play it once, and then we're going to play a much shorter version so it's not torturous to us. But this is how Beer Mug throws up.
We'll be the judge of how many times you play it, by the way.
Oh, no. It sounds like a hurt bird. That's the noise he makes when he throws up.
That's where Stork started showing up, wanting to mate.
All right, I'm good. All right. Pull over again, man. Pull over again. Pull over, man.
All right, that's all you get. So that represents
such a tease.
That represents an entire throw up session. I don't want to gross everyone out.
Okay.
There's a lot of them, Allie.
How many times did you have to pull over?
Well, this is two so far, and he's still on the way there.
Okay.
All right, I'm good.
Thank you. Sorry.
I like that Muggs is just so upbeat. Like, I'm good now.
Yeah.
Pull over.
It's fellow Uber courtesy, man. You know, he knows what the guy's going through because of Muggs' extensive Uber history.
Yeah, man. Thank you. I just needed to just do that couple heaves and I'm good. Could I get two number ones, please?
Couple heaves and I'm good.
Three bacon breakfast burritos just by themselves, all with no cheese, please. Two steak chalupas.
I don't feel like any of us ordered the stuff. I think
he was just, how dare
he was,
you?
He was drunk and he's like, I'm so hungry right now.
Actually, make it two double-decker taco supremes.
That's how you do it.
I feel like $1 million now. Could you pull back a little bit?
All right, that was a whole... So right after I feel like $1 million, there was another session of throwing up.
Awesome.
Yes, Allie.
Get a load of that. Yeah.
What?
What?
Shot.
I'm sorry, you missed that and you have to hear it. Yes, Allie. Was she commenting on
this? Yes, she was watching my Periscope.
Yeah,
yes.
I was like, get it off your crotch.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what he's referring to.
Get a load of that. Yeah. Crotch shot.
Oh, God.
So now I have to throw up.
Normally I drive for Uber, but...
Okay, now here's my favorite part.
Oh, no, I didn't know.
Here's my favorite part.
Old We're Partners card.
Normally I drive for Uber, but...
I, too, am part of the brethren.
And he's feeling... He's already thrown up three times, and yet he's willing to talk to the guy about being an Uber driver.
Not today, man.
Yeah.
You just got to drive around these areas, man, like during rush hour, man.
Right.
You want to make those surge rates.
That's a good tip for the guy that's doing that.
Yeah. He needs your advice.
When you're not.
Oof. Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Again?
Uh-huh. Come on.
Yep.
Okay, I'm good.
He's good.
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
Okay, I'm good.
All right.
Oh.
Nope. Oh, nope. All right, there you go. That's another one. How long do you want me to go? I got another couple of minutes.
Keep going. Just pull in the driveway.
All right, man.
I'm going to put you in my pocket for a second.
Okay. An Uber driver?
No.
So, I was talking to my Periscope audience.
So he left the Periscope going and put it in his pocket.
Naturally.
And
Kevin,
he came in with the food, and Allie is like, hey, you're still broadcasting on Periscope. He's like, oh, really? Oh, I should turn that off. How many times did you throw up total?
I got to say.
Seven?
Seven or eight
I counted
times.
Seven, and yeah. I watched the 31 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You should get combat pay for that.
Dude, this is a new level for the mug.
It is 8:52. Ralph Garman is here for a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
What you doing? Halloween night. Well, if you have any brains at all, you'll be driving an Uber with beer money. But if that's not an option, how about Danny Elfman, Halloween at the Hollywood Bowl?
Yay!
Danny reprising his role of Jack Skellington live to film for a very special screening of Disney's timeless holiday classic, Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas. That's the perfect movie because it kicks off the Halloween season, but also just gets you prepped for the Christmas season.
Yep.
It's got everything, this movie. Hollywood Bowl is going to transform into Halloween Town with a special set of pre-show activities you get to hang out and enjoy. And then Danny and his friends will perform every song of Nightmare Before Christmas live with a big audience and a big orchestra. It's going to be a great show. Go to, where can they buy tickets? Well, it doesn't say here.
To the general public, it's Ticketmaster.com at noon today.
Noon today, Friday, September 18th at noon. And Ticketmaster, they should say that here. They should say where.
That would help.
Yes. So the presale code, by the way, is KROCK Nightmare, and that's going on right now. So if you want to go.
Well, technically it's over.
Oh, is that over?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's not what it says here.
I'm pretty sure we gave you an incomplete list there of details.
It's very possible. Anyway, here's what you can do.
Sorry.
Call right now, 1-800-520-1067. Call right now. First five callers through will get a pair of tickets for Danny Elfman, Halloween at the Hollywood Bowl. Halloween night, October the 31st.
It's a good thing.
It says
Friday.
Right here.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry.
You asked me to do things,
yep.
Then you give me that.
We set you up to fail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Speaking of being drunk, as we were moments ago about beer mug, there have been rumors for some time that Jessica Simpson perhaps has a bit of a tippling problem, that perhaps she enjoys a dram of the hard stuff once in a while.
What's a dram?
A dram's a unit of measurement, Kevin.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. think shot.
All right.
When I say dram.
Shot.
When I say dram, you say shot.
Dram.
Shot.
Dram.
Shot.
Jessica Simpson showed up on the Home Shopping Network to promote her clothing line yesterday and apparently was just soused.
Yes.
Just loaded up. Just juiced, allegedly.
Allegedly.
All we know is after this appearance I'm about to play for you, about 30 seconds of it, her mom, she tapped out. Her mom had to come on and continue selling the clothing line on camera.
Wow. No.
Maybe she was just under the weather. Maybe that was the problem. Me, personally, me, this guy?
Right.
Who's got two thumbs and thinks she was drunk? This guy. Right here. I believe that maybe she had been overserved before she hit the set. I'll allow you to be judge. Here, to be the judge, here is Jessica Simpson on the Home Shopping Network.
Ashley is, like, the best at wearing gray. My
Your sister.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she loves gray.
Like, she's very rock and roll, but there is something about a gray that's, like, sexy. Maybe it's her and her husband that share jeans. I have no idea.
Sounds fine to me.
Yeah.
Wow.
You got a problem, lady.
She's Kevining.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think that's even the whole clip that I'd asked for. But
why would it be?
Why would it be? You're right. But
you're lucky she was on the tape at all.
it was pretty spectacular, and it's funny. I gotta start watching the Home Shopping Network, I guess.
Who knew?
There was so much entertainment over there. Here's good news if you like pretty girls.
Okay,
if you're into that sort of thing, Megan Fox has been announced as replacing Zooey Deschanel on New Girl. For a little bit of time, anyway. Zoe's taking some maternity leave, and they are going to put Megan Fox into the mix to drive all the guys crazy in the loft. But apparently she will be taking over the lead role in that show as a new character while Zoe is off doing mommy stuff. So Megan Fox on television. It's pretty
right.
cool, right? Another big, big rating spike for the Republican national debate. All the Republican candidates were on stage for CNN on Wednesday, and huge numbers. 23 million viewers tuned into CNN.
Wow.
To watch that debate. And boy, was it entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
It sucked so much.
It was a quick 3 hours, Kevin.
Oh, it took forever.
Oh, come on. You love news, though.
Oh, my God, it was torture.
Wrong. CNN's previous best ratings came during a Larry King Live show back in the day, which featured former Vice President Al Gore and his then-opponent Ross Perot. That was their previous high-water mark for viewership. Only 16.8 million viewers tuned in that night, so this was 23 million viewers. Big numbers.
Wow. Crushed it.
Yeah. And
did you watch any of it, Ralph?
I watched all of it.
Oh, my God, did they talk over each other all the time.
Well, there's no point in getting into it, but it was unbelievably annoying how the bickering and the interrupting, and they seemed like children.
Thank you, Senator.
And speaking of Wednesday night, oh, does this sound like a good time? Alice Cooper's all-new, all-star supergroup Hollywood Vampires made its debut live Wednesday night at the Roxy in Los Angeles. Club only holds about 500 people. That's where we saw U2 a couple months ago, remember?
Yep.
Those who were lucky enough to get in saw Alice, along with ex-Guns N' Roses bassist and drummer Duff McKagan, Matt Sorum, Joe Perry of Aerosmith, and Johnny Depp on guitar. The LA Times says it was mostly a night of cover tunes, but by all accounts, those guys just rocked it, and this may be the beginning of many shows for the Hollywood Vampires. Boy, I'd like to see that show.
It'd be cool.
It would be very cool. Let's talk about celebrity birthdays while we have a minute. Jason Sudeikis is 40 years old today. James Marsden turns 42. Lance Armstrong's 44 years old today. Jada Pinkett Smith is 44. Aisha Tyler turns 45 years old today. And we've been talking about him all morning. One of my personal heroes. Maybe one of the funniest improv actors in the business. If you've ever seen a Christopher Guest movie, so Spinal Tap or Waiting for Guffman or how about Best in Show, where he plays the announcer announcing the dog show and that. Yes, the kids know who I'm going to say. Fred Willard. His birthday is today. He is 76 years old today. Here's just a little taste. Here's a little piece of magic from Fred Willard.
Why did he put the bloodhound, put on one of those Sherlock Holmes hats, and put a little pipe in his mouth? Are they ever allowed to do anything like that, dress up a dog in a funny way?
No, that's not quite what the purpose of these shows is.
But it would, I think it would really get the crowd going. You know what I mean? The Sherlock
Absolutely,
Holmes hat
yes.
with the pipe. I don't know if you could make it look like smoke's coming out of the pipe.
I think that would be a little dangerous.
I'd get a kick out of it.
Happy birthday, Fred. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Let me just say this. I don't really come from an improv background.
Yes, what? You do. Come on.
Really?
You and Fred Willard started together way back in the day.
Not really. I wasn't at Second City. I didn't do any of that stuff. I'm not good when it comes to improv.
Ace Trucking Company? You were not part of the Ace Trucking Company?
I don't even know what that is.
No, it's an improv group.
Okay. So I'm just putting that out there. So it's not my fault if this sucks.
It doesn't suck. Here's the genius.
Right?
You don't watch the news.
Right.
Because you're a kid.
Because I'm a kid.
And sometimes there's things that most of us know, and I'll throw it to you to fill in the blanks, and the stuff that you come up with is better than the actual news itself.
It's a lot of pressure.
It's like playing Mad Libs with you, and we love when Kevin Mad Libs the news.
Kevin Mad Libs the news, so what will he say?
So we're going to talk about some big news stories, and Kevin, all you need to do is fill in the blanks.
All right. Good luck to all of us.
Big-time actress got in trouble with the conservatives in America by saying once she became an American citizen, she thought maybe she made a terrible mistake. Even Fox and Friends told her maybe she should leave Hollywood. That actress, of course, Kevin was.
Kicked out of Hollywood.
Her name is?
It's the actress.
Who is?
Got kicked out of Hollywood.
Right, and her name is?
Barbara Stanton.
I don't know who that I don't, is. That somebody?
Do you know?
I don't have any idea what that means. Is that a person?
Barbara Stanwyck was a famous actress.
Well,
back
who knows?
Look, I don't know where it came from.
Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt
was
right.
The actress who got in trouble.
She's
with,
the star of Blunt Talk.
Fox. Nope, she's not in Blunt Talk at all.
All right.
She's in that that new movie.
About chances he went to elementary school with the Barbara Stanton.
The Republican debate, of course, was on the other night. A lot of politicians up on that stage, and insiders are saying it was Carly Fiorina who came out looking the best at the end of the night. She's best known, of course, as the former chief executive officer of
Europe.
the company, the famous company.
Amazon.
Hewlett-Packard.
HP.
HP is, right. her big claim to fame. Queen of England in the
Sucks.
News this week. No, it's not. We're not playing yet.
Oh.
Queen of England in the news this week. Of course, she resides in Buckingham Palace there in the UK. But Her Majesty is now going to have a home here in the United States. She just bought a condo in
the middle of Utah. Honestly, I don't.
The middle of Utah. Not just Utah.
Not even
right dead center in the state there.
And not a city, oddly enough.
No, she's got a big condo she just bought in Chicago.
Chicago.
She's going to be living in Chicago when she comes to the state. She's got a full-time residency in Chicago.
That's great because she travels well being 105.
Sad news, of course, are the hundreds and thousands of Syrians that are traveling the refugee highway en route to safer climates in Europe and other countries. Horrible what's going on in Syria right now. They are fleeing, of course, from a Syrian president.
Muhammad al-Sani. Al-Sani. I know there's an Al-San in it. Muhammad Al-San.
Bashar al-Assad. Bashar al-Assad.
We'll give me that, though, right?
No.
You just set up for a bow.
That's a get.
You put your arms down,
that's a
you
point.
Were going to bow.
That's a point.
No.
That's close. It's
not a point. There's no points awarded, by the way.
I didn't realize that.
In this at all.
Wrong.
A lot of movie fans, of course, were saddened recently at the news that Dean Jones, star of many classic family films, had passed away. He died at 84 years old, big part of a lot of people's childhoods. He was, of course, a standout in such Disney movies as...
The Pink Fruit Mountain. Look, that's... That's what you get when you tell me to say what comes to my mind.
He was not the star of the Pink Fruit Mountain.
That was a good movie, though.
That was a great movie, but Dean Jones was not the star of that. He was in such films as The Love Bug, The Shaggy D.A., That Darn Cat.
Right.
He was originally cast in The Pink Fruit Mountain, but apparently had to step down due to illness. So that
right.
was sad. Pope Francis, of course, has been
Philadelphia.
Has been touring the United States in cities like Philadelphia. But starting on Saturday, he'll be traveling abroad, going to the country of?
Argentina?
Cuba. He'll be in Cuba.
Why do you say? She was giving me credit for that. Is it right?
No.
Argentina? You looked at me like, hey, you got one right.
He'll be in Cuba starting on Saturday.
Cuba, right.
And lastly, big news, which saddened many Trekkers, the latest Star Trek movie has been pushed back and released by Paramount, the studio said. The film, directed by Justin Lin, is now set for a later release in July on the 22nd. Title of the new film is Star Trek.
Do I have to say what came to my mind?
Yes.
Yes.
Captain Kirk is fat. I didn't want to say it. You made me say it.
The new film, Star
Trek. Is that the name of it?
Captain Kirk is fat. Will be out July 22nd, 2016. The other title they're working on may be Star Trek Beyond, maybe the title of the next Star Trek show.
That's what I meant.
Once again, Kevin fills in the blanks. Mm. Thanks for mad-libbing the news.
Kevin mad-libs the news. Oh, what will he say?
I don't watch the news because I'm a kid.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:39.
Woo!
Ralph Garman is here for our final look at the show biz beat.
Oh, heading into the weekend, boys and girls. Sliding into home. I'm coming cleats first. So everybody cover up.
This is always the worst show biz of
not
the
week. Not this one. We're going to buck the trend. All we're going to stand out and make some magic.
Okay.
Courtesy of Jessica Simpson. I love me some Jessica Simpson. I just want to give her a bottle of old granddad and sit back and watch the fireworks. She is pretty magical. There are rumors that maybe she is overindulging these days in alcohol. I think she's never been more charming. Well, I played a tape some months ago of her on the red carpet for an event. She was like, and I'm recording my studio and the children will come in. And maybe lead singers because they're backup singers. They're lead. I'm like, what? Who is this woman and how do I marry her? Because she's the best. Well, she was on the Home Shopping Network yesterday. Promoting her clothing line, her billion-dollar clothing line.
She makes a ton of dough off that, doesn't she?
Yes, and it all goes to vodka, apparently. She was talking about her super skinny gray jeans. Oh, everybody needs a pair of super skinny gray jeans. She was working alongside host Colleen Lopez on the show. And half of the fun is listening to Jessica Simpson slur her way through a sales pitch for gray jeans. The other half is listening to the panic in Colleen Lopez's voice as she realizes she's live on television with a drunk, allegedly. It's pretty magical. Here's just a little taste of what happened yesterday.
Just in the gray.
I encourage gray.
Oh, I love
it. I feel
gray.
Like Ashley is like the best at wearing gray. My
sister.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she loves gray.
Like, she's very rock and roll, but there is something about a gray that's like sexy. Maybe it's her and her husband that share jeans. I have no idea.
You know what?
I know there's something hot about
it. It looks very fresh to me. It looks modern when you see a gray jean now. And this is everything we're talking about Jessica's jeans. Women love and obsess over these jeans.
Maybe look men too. So, you never know.
Well, that's true.
She knows good work. Men too. You never know. It's like Arthur selling jeans.
I want to buy those jeans.
Hobson, don't you love gray jeans? I love gray jeans. Men can wear them. Women can wear them. They're the perfect jean.
Don't get much call for Arthur, do you?
Every once in a while, when Jessica Simpson hits television, I can bring out my Arthur. She's the best. This surprised me. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, expecting a baby with his longtime girlfriend Lauren Hashian. According to rumors, there's been no official confirmation. But the two have been rock solid as a couple for 9 years now.
No, sir.
Rumor has it they might be twins. Listener Tom suggests that if The Rock has twins, their name should be Paper and Scissors. Rock, Paper, Scissors!
Tom said that, not me.
That's for Tom.
You don't know, man.
Wrong.
Mindy Kaling's got a great sense of humor. She made a joke that some people misinterpreted as being her genuine feelings. She was talking to Tina Fey this week, and she said she thinks Donald Trump is amazing and would like to make out with him for a couple hours. It was a joke.
It has to be a joke.
It is a joke, because she then followed up with, when it gets coming, it comes down to getting down and dirty, she said she'd choose Bill Cosby because you could sleep through it. She said.
Oh, Mindy.
Come on, that's funny, right?
Mindy.
It's hard when you're a big-time celebrity and someone impersonates you, when someone tries to usurp your identity.
Beer mug.
Like the guy that has beer mugs.
Beer mugs Instagram. Just asked Audrina Patridge. Someone is pretending to be Audrina Patridge. What's their life like when they decide?
How's that your choice?
This is the celebrity I'm going to impersonate online. Ooh. But someone has, and even tricked some poor guy into thinking they were getting married.
Oh. Wow.
Contacted him online as Audrina Patridge, said, I think you're dreamy. They started up an online relationship and led him to believe that there could be matrimony in their future. The guy got a big shock when he showed up at Audrina Patridge's parents' house, and no one knew who he was.
Hmm.
That's mean. Stop doing that, whoever you are. Audrina Patridge.
That should handle it.
Fake Audrina Patridge. And David Letterman has a new gig.
What?
Yep. He's been off television for like 8 minutes, and now he's coming back. He has signed up to do an episode of a National Geographic Channel documentary series called Years of Living Dangerously. He's going to travel to India to host an episode on how that nation is trying to bring solar power to its entire population within the next decade.
Wow.
That's very different for Dave.
Everybody had those conversations, like, what do you think he'll do?
Right. Everybody thought, oh, comedy special, or maybe host a variety show or something. He's going to India to research solar power for that country within the next decade.
Hmm.
India's trying to do something about climate change, by the way. America's like, come on. It's hard. We're just going to do
America nothing. Said that?
We're going to do nothing for a while. It's just, ooh, we're exhausted from supersized meals. And Transporter star Jason Statham's coming to television. He's going to star in an action TV series called Via La Madness. But a man is stranded in the Caribbean, itching for the criminal life he left behind, but can't go home because he's still a wanted man. He joins up with two London gangsters, and, well, you can guess the rest. That's been pretty cool.
Yeah.
And Megan Fox is joining the TV series New Girl. Zooey Deschanel's taking a maternity leave, and so she will play a pharmaceutical sales rep who rents out Jess's room in the loft while she is sequestered on jury duty. Her character will show up in the 6th episode of the upcoming season and stick around for a few weeks.
I mean, okay.
If we have to watch Megan Fox, apparently we will. Is she funny? Do we know? Does it matter? No, I don't think so either.
I can't even understand what you're saying right now.
I just want to see Schmidt's reaction to when she moves into the loft. That's all I care about. Today's celebrity birthday is Jason Sudeikis, who's 40 years old today. James Marsden, he is 42. Ah, loved him in X-Men. You know, Kevin, he played, of course, in X-Men.
Dr. Zhivago.
Dr. Zhivago, the famous X-Men. Dr. Zhivago.
I don't know where that comes from.
I could play Kevin Man Lives the News all day long. That's all I want to do. One bald cyclist, Lance Armstrong, is 44 years old today. Jada Pinkett Smith turns 44. She, of course, Fish Mooney from Gotham. Oh, I'm going to miss her this season. Gotham's coming up, man.
It is.
Yeah. Right around the corner.
So exciting.
If I'm not mistaken, I think on Tuesday, we're going to be talking to Ben McKenzie.
Yep.
James Gordon himself. I'm very excited about that. I might have to wear my Batman costume that day.
Please do.
Please do.
Might have to show up in cape
and
cowl.
Please do.
Just, you know, make him feel at home. I'll show up in cape and cowl and we can fight crime together.
I have a cat girl outfit.
Really?
Yeah.
This is all followed together.
How about Catwoman? Do you have any one of those?
Nope.
Just cat girl? Just the lesser-known sidekick of Catwoman? Ugh, you're a mess. Aisha Tyler is 45 years old today. And we've been singing his praises all morning long. One of my personal heroes, one of the greatest improv actors in the history of the sport, Fred Willard. turned 76 years old today. You know him from primarily probably from the Chris Guest movies. I first discovered him on Fernwood Tonight, but also he's been in Spinal Tap and Best in Show, Waiting for Guffman. He's a genius in that. And also one of my favorite roles is from A Mighty Wind, where he plays a fallen sitcom star who is still reliving his past glories from a sitcom called What Happened? Here he is talking about that role.
Let's start right out. Hey, what happened? As you know, back in 1970, I start on a series called What Happened? And every time something would go wrong, I would look at the camera and say, hey, what happened? We had a lot of fun with that and a lot of other catchphrases. I got a real red wagon. And I can't do my work. And I believe I was the first one to use the phrase, I don't think so. But it only lasted a year, and that's good because that's how you establish a cult.
That's right. That's how you establish a cult. You just want the show on for 1 year. That's all. He is 76 years old today. Happiest of birthdays, Fred Willard. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Monday morning, we have Robert Patrick, the star of Scorpion, in studio.
What happened?
Plus, Andrew Siciliano will join us to look at the NFL weekend. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I'm going to go town.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Who is this person?
Roll another one.
She has two vaginas.
Just like the other one.
This is why you fail.
This one seems to be about
and you're a girl, and girls are dumb.
Another
you say goodbye, but Kevin's already hung up. Hung up, hung up. Don't know why you say goodbye. Kevin's already hung up.
Roll,
roll,
roll, roll. Another one.
I, myself, am a drummer.
Just like.
Completely not cool.
This one seems to be about sense.
The giant fat pig person.
I don't have another sense.
I get out of the shower, look in the mirror. I'm impressed because I look freaking awesome.
But don't bogart that joint.
Why not, Bean? This is America.
Let's pass it around.
Punch, punch, kick.
But don't bogart that joint, my friend.
You guys are dicks.
If you really want out, there's a door. Good. I'm gonna go then.
Fine. I guess you're just not cut out for the biz.
Holy crap. I don't know who the hell we think we are when we do something like that. That's pitiful. I mean, it's absolutely pitiful to perform like that. Pitiful.
What are you doing inside?
Work was hard, so we quit.
What?
Hard work made us quit.
I see.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Get out of my house! Now?
You can't argue with failure.